infant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Biafra. Oh, hail the Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always, all hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again on this planet, we are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 18th of December, in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this very radio station, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We say this is your radio station, and we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you. Radio Biafra is listened to and received across the entire continents of the world, in every country on this planet, across the entire 24 time zones, wherever you are. You should receive Radio Biafra as long as you have access to www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you have access to www.peopleofbiafra.org, as long as you have access to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If everything else fails, and if it is handy for you, please, 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 go and download Radio Biafra app. We are on Android platform as well as iTunes. With a little bit of tweaking and configuration, you can also get it on BlackBerry as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are delighted to welcome you. We urge you once again to please tell those around you. The work that you're doing is telling. We acknowledge all of you, those adding their friends on Facebook. It has continued. And this very evening, we have a special mention for Chinedu Opara for the work he's been doing, adding his friends to Radio Biafra London. We must welcome you. We must tell you to prepare for the battle that is to come. Because here we pride ourselves on our philosophical and ideological consistency. We do not change. Sometimes we appear too hard on some people. Sometimes we appear unforgiving, as we should be. Sometimes some people say we do not relent. And those are the characteristics that qualify, that best describe what we do. Because we are not any other radio station. We are not any other group of people. This is Radio Biafra. Only one of its kind on this planet. Our job is very simple. To restore the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra using truth, honesty, and transparency, and nothing more. And that is what we are here to do. That is why We do not intend to relent. That is why we do not prevaricate. That is why we have no place. We have no space. We cannot entertain retreating. Neither are we going to surrender. Our option is very simple. They give us Biafra or everybody burns. Everybody. Regardless of who you are. We know about all those compromising, and we shall come to them later. Before I go any further to bring our announcements and onwards to our headlines and accompanying news summary, I must go to Barrister Mamezu to please acknowledge the very wonderful people of Biafra, those who are dedicated, those who are determined, those who see their future in a new Biafra, those who understand that the only way you can restore their dignity is by restoring the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Please, Barrister, you must acknowledge them.
Thank you, Director, and good evening for today. And good evening, everybody on Biafra, wherever you are. Friends of Biafra and those who associate themselves with Biafra and the good things we are doing to restore Biafra in total. We thank you for joining us today. And ever after, we, all of us, we believe in one goal, the restoration of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. We thank you for all the support you've given us in the past. We rely on you to keep giving us the same support as in the future. For all of us are moving home together after a very, very long time. We can no longer hesitate in any way to make any further mistakes as we have made in the past. We have come of age now, and we don't need to look back. We are all big boys and big girls. Do not be afraid and do not deny who you are. Be proud of your position wherever you find yourself. One thing that unites all of us is Biafra. And in Biafra, we all die. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. We also have Carol Monday with us today, and it is an honor and pleasure for me to please invite her to acknowledge the presence of Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra for that matter. Please, Carol.
Yes, good evening, and like we say, good morning, good afternoon to everywhere in the world. Good evening to all Biafrans worldwide and friends of Biafra and the enemies of Biafra that we know are listening. I was not on broadcast yesterday, and I gather that it was broadcasted about my teeth. I did have a tooth removed, and thank you for all the kind remarks coming in about that. There's no stopping us. Matter that whatever they do to us, there is no stopping us. We're here, we're unrelenting, and we're here to answer any questions that you have, and we look forward to hearing your calls after the news tonight. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Carol Monday. Thank you for that. We must also thank all friends of Biafra, those without any physical connection, those without family ties or any affinity to Biafra, but have steadfastly devoted their time, their resources, their energy to campaign for this very noble cause. We are here because of all the injustices being meted out to our people. We are here to restore our dignity as human beings. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes not only any type of Biafra, but one predicated on the irreducible principle of Ebeboru Goberenkesi Bebelekan Kukwaya. We are here to enthrone justice. We are here to enthrone fairness. We are here to enthrone equity and justice. Not only that, but to ensure that the birthplace of democracy, which is in Biafra land, that democracy goes back to where it comes from. That is why we must keep welcoming you. And as we welcome you, please, we ask you to welcome also other people. Tell them that we are Biafrans. Tell them that we've committed no crime. Tell them that we've not stolen from anybody. Tell them that what we are agitating for is for the right to be free human beings inhabiting this earth. That is all we're asking for. That is why we have nothing else to do. That is why we have nothing else to feed on, to clothe on, to pray on, apart from that very name, Biafra. As we do always, we say that everything we do, in all that we do, honor belongs to only one being, that is Chukwu Abiama. He has determined that we should come. He has said that we must remain without fear before our enemies. Our enemies are there. Believe you me, they are formidable. We said we will not hide anything from you, and we don't intend to. This very evening, we are going to dissect our dissection of our problem. Or should we say problems? This very evening, we are going to make it clear where our priorities lie and how we are going to get Biafra. And what each and every person must do. Because the home front has been compromised. I'll repeat. Every apparatus, everybody you know, every organization with the exception of BLC at home has been infiltrated by APC or completely compromised. We don't know who are those of them with us. We don't know who are with the enemies. We must warn you very carefully. We are making this announcement this evening to instruct our people at home. To let them know that everybody we have sent home, everybody who has traveled back home, must not make any contact without verifying from us first. People have been infiltrated. APC is working overtime. Yoruba people are answering Igbo names, infiltrating our associations and groups. And that is making our life extremely difficult at home front. Ohaneze went to see Jonathan, we shall bring to you in our headlines coming. As I have always maintained, when it comes to Biafra, we must be puritanical. We must be very, very pure as to what we want, and we should not allow contamination. Our struggle is being contaminated from home in Biafra land. Those we thought were with us, those we thought were doing the right things, they have derailed. We don't know who is who anymore. We are in mortal danger of allowing this struggle to be stolen by criminals. But we are not going to let them. As I informed them this afternoon, as I made it very clear to them, that the more enemies we have to fight, the better for us. The more enemies we have, the greater the glory. So that the world will remember that there were a group of people, very handful of them, that confronted monumental evil and defeated that evil. We are going to be remembered. I can tell you that. That is why, as you listen to this broadcast this very evening, you must and should, that is the number one cardinal rule, you must remain without fear in the presence of your enemies. Once you allow fear to get into you, the spirit of Chukwu Abiama will desert you. And you're on your own. We are here to get Biafra, and that is what we're going to do. We are here to get Biafra, and we're going to do it. We have issued our warnings to them. We have told them to expect hell. We are coming, and hell is coming with us as well, because everything will be raised to the ground. We are making it very clear to them that the sovereignty of Biafra is not negotiable, that the sovereignty, the existence of our people can no longer be subjected to the whims and caprices of those who are sucking our oil. Never again will it happen. The end is coming. 2014 is round the corner, and we must commence our march in 2014. We must commence our march in 2014, and to signify how serious we are, this is the only announcement I will make concerning our approach and our strategy. We are moving our operations back home. Radio Biafra is going back home, very close to home. We want to make sure that we organize everything that needs organizing on the ground. The vultures are circling, and we must bring it very close to them that Biafra is not for jokers. We welcome you once again. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, as Barrister Mamezu said, the radio station that you support, that you fund, that you do everything for. And we are here to serve you in whatever way that is deemed necessary to ensure that Biafra comes, that honor and glory may belong to Chukwu Abiama. That is why we are here. On this very day, the 18th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013, by way of headlines, we are bringing you the information that Ohaneze Ndigbo, the very corrupt Ohaneze Ndigbo, They are fighting over gifts and money at Aso Rock, as Boko Haram are busy slaughtering us in the same north. Commotion as Gani Adams encroaches into Biafran territory. He has gone to Shekiri to inaugurate an OPC chapter. The Yorubas have no oil. They are looking for oil. They want to get into worry. And this is their approach. This is their incursion. They want to own a piece of oil well because the zoo is breaking up. They have gone to inaugurate OPC at Ishekiri, a former, or should we say, a Biafran territory. Of course, they decide where they want to stay when the time comes. All those things will be making very clear this evening so that people understand where we stand on all these issues. Boko Haram may be operating from Cameroon, and rightfully so. They are operating from the Cameroons. Civil war is inevitable as a Biafran and Chief of Army Staff in Nigeria, General Nihejirika, assures Nigeria's unity is not negotiable. As Ohanaeze went to Jonathan and kept quiet, they did not raise the issue of the death of our people. We are going to read it so you hear it. Oyeyabo Obasanjo writes, her father calls him a liar, manipulator, and hypocrite. World Bank, this list was released a while ago. We'll go through the list this evening of the looters, evening in London, that is, of the looters that you have in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to bring to your attention also what is happening not only within our pursuit for Biafra, but the events that are gradually leading up, precipitating the collapse or the imminent disintegration of the zoo itself. That is why we are here, and we must bring it. It doesn't mean that we are dabbling into politics, far from it. As a court rejects calls, as they are saying, and logs evidence in Senator Ali Ndume, one of the sponsors of Boko Haram terrorists, a senator for that matter. And now the news in detail. Sharing formula divides members. An alleged cash gift during a recent visit by leaders of the Pan-Igbo Sociopolitical Organization, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, to Aso Rock for a parley with President Goodluck Jonathan has reportedly sparked off a controversy. Members of the high-powered delegation of the group who met with the president behind closed doors for about 5 hours are now said to be engaged in Cold War following disagreement on how to share 40 million naira gift from the seat of power. Top federal government officials who were with the president during the meeting with Ohanaeze officials include Vice President Nama Dissambo, Secretary to Government of the Federation Anyim Pius Anyim, and Chief of Staff to the President Mike Ogiadome. On the other hand, notable names on the Ohanaeze delegation include, people must listen carefully, please, it's important. On the other hand, notable names on the Ohanaeze delegation included the President General Gary Igariwe, Secretary General Joe Nwogo, two former Presidents Generals Dozie Ikedife and Joy Rukwu, Alice Madueke, Uche Azikiwe, T.U. Nwala, Anya O. Anya, Godley Owazurike, Ralph Owazurike, and ABC Nwosu. Others were Ben Obi, Hope Uzodinma, and Emmanuel Iwuanyanwu, Maria Okwo, Eze Cletus Ilomuanya, OAU Onyema, Eze Eberechi, Dick, and Kate Ezeofor. Some top Igbo businessmen were also on the Ohanaeze delegation. Masop has joined Ohanaeze to go to Aso Rock. Later on during the analysis, we'll tell you why, what is happening, why things are happening so fast that the only hope we have is for those of us living in the diaspora. People called from home and were crying and said only those in the diaspora can save them. We'll continue to bring you information this evening. There were tension and drama in Warri Delta State yesterday as the National Coordinator of the Odua People's Congress, OPC, Gani Adams, inaugurated a Delta State chapter of the Odua People's Congress in the Shekiri community, which is a Biafran territory. The Yorubas are coming. They have been emboldened by Boko Haram. They have seen that we are toothless. That is why they are encroaching into Biafran territory. What would have been a bloody confrontation between angry Ishekiri youths and security operatives was averted by the swift intervention of the leadership of the Ishekiri Leaders of Thought, Ishekiri National Youth Council, and members of the OPC. Adams, who led 2,000 OPC leaders, including Alhaji Oyinola Awe, Latif Oladimejo, and Modashiru Aderibibe, National Admin Secretary, Financial Secretary, and Treasurer, INYC President David Tonwe, and others, were stopped from the venue of the ceremony. The ceremony scheduled for 11 a.m. at the Afuwase 2 Model Primary School, Esisi Road, in the Oyo City, was later moved to a private residence when policemen invaded the scene and barricaded the entrance to the premises. Yorubas coming to worry where there is oil. Yorubas want our oil because Hausas have been taking it. Now Yorubas can deport us and come and take our oil as well. We told you so, didn't we? We must continue. Boko Haram insurgents may have struck from a new base in the Cameroon following renewed attacks on Borno villages, the military has said. It was also learned that the military seeks to prevail on the federal government to reach out to Cameroonian authorities on a bilateral campaign against the insurgents. Last Saturday, Boko Haram attacked a Boko village behind Gwoza Hills, killing 5 and burning 35 houses. Unspecified number of insurgents were killed in a counterattack by troops, but investigations has linked the latest attack to a base being operated by Boko Haram in the northern Cameroon. Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant Azubikin Hejirika has said that it is compulsory task for the Nigerian Army to keep the country united. Hejirika charged the personnel of the Nigerian Army to be focused in the fight against bent on destabilizing the country. The army chief spoke at the declaration ceremony of newly promoted brigadier generals of the Nigerian army in Abuja on Tuesday, stressing that the army was ready to fight to the very last in the effort to keep the country together. He said, "There is no two ways about it. Whatever they say in the papers, Nigerian army officers should remain focused. The Nigerian army will fight to the last to ensure the unity and defend the territorial integrity of this country." Ihejirika advised officers eligible for promotion but who were not elevated because of the issues of limited vacancies to be steadfast in their dedication, commitment and loyalty to work and wait for the next promotion exercise. It was said that while a total of 177 senior officers were presented for promotion, only 75 were promoted. "Getting back to my mother, I will still remember you beating her up continually when we were kids. What kids can forget that kind of violence against their mother? Your maltreatment of women is legendary. Many of your women have come out to denounce you in public, but since your madness is also part of the madness of the society, it is the women that are usually ignored and mistreated. Of course, you are the great pretender, making people believe you have a good family life and a good relationship with your children, but once in a while, your pretense gets cracked. When Gbenga gave a ride to help someone he didn't know but saw it was in need and that the person betrayed his trust by tapping his candid response on the issues going on between you and your then vice president Atiku Abubakar. You had your aides go on air to denounce the boy before you even spoke to him to find out what happened. What kind of father does that? Your atrocities to some of my other siblings, I will let them tell in their own due time or never if they choose." Those are the words of Eyabo Obasanjo, the daughter of Olusegun Obasanjo, in response to Obasanjo's letter to Goodluck Jonathan. Not us. Those are the words of his own daughter. World Bank released the list of Nigerian looters. They are here. All of them is nothing new, is it, really? These are the people with their bank accounts all over the place, including Swiss bank accounts. Babangida is here. Abubakar is here. Mike Akibo is here. Jerry Useni is here. Ismail Agwazo is here. Omar Odiko is here with his legendary for 4.5 billion pounds in those days. He looted another 1.4 billion, another 700 million, another 345 million. That is Paul Oguma, 300 million. The rise rate, 300 million. 1.42 billion, 200 million, 500 million. Abacha, the great one himself, 9.01 billion, 4.9 billion, 800 million, 3.01 million. Mohammed Abacha, the son that was feasting with. 300 million, 1.2 billion, 150 million, 535 million. Abdul Kader Abacha, the same family, Hausa people, 700 million, 1.21 billion, 900 million, 471 million. Alhaji Wadanas, 600 million, 1.32 billion, 300 million. All in foreign currency, please, not Naira. We must make that very clear. Tommy Kimi, 400 million, 1.39 billion, 153 million, 371 million. Dan Etete. The list reads 1.12 billion, 1.03 billion, 400 million, 1.72 billion. Don Etiebet, 2.5 billion, 1.06 billion, 700 million, 361. The list goes on and on and on. These are the money meant for your schools. These are the money meant for your hospitals. These are the money meant to build those roads that Peter B was talking about. These are the money meant to build another Niger Bridge. But they are in foreign bank accounts, I'm afraid. Because as they said, you let them off the hook. Which is why we need our transmitter to go home. And begin to unravel all these mysteries to the attention, understanding and hearing of our people. Senator Ali Yundume, who is facing trial for allegedly sponsoring the Boko Haram sect, got a reprieve on Tuesday as the Court of Appeal Abuja Division overturned the admission in evidence of records of mobile telephone conversations between him and a former spokesman of the terror sect, Ali Konduga, a.k.a. Al-Zawahiri. Trial Judge Justice Gabriel Kolawole of the Abuja Federal High Court had in two rulings on December 11 and 14, 2012, admitted in evidence DVDs containing results of the forensic analysis of two mobile telephones said to be retrieved from Undume and Konduga, including call data records as exhibits P7, P8, P8A and P8B. The DVDs were tendered in court by the State Security Services. Following this development, Ndume, through his lawyer, Ricky Tafa, Senior Advocate of Nigeria, approached the Court of Appeal to challenge the admission of the DVDs, and they succeeded. Surprise, surprise. He made calls to his terror associate. And when they were caught and taken to court, lo and behold, a Yoruba judge, who else, said he will not admit it in evidence, only in the zoo. Those are the news headlines and accompanying news summary. I will first of all go to Barrister Mamesu to please kindly give us his understanding, his opinion, his appreciation of the news we're bringing this evening. Please, Barrister.
Thank you, Director. Of course, I told you you're a good news reader. You read, you analyze, you dissect, you put it in this proper context. And that is who Director is. Well done. Let's see if we can make some few points out of what you read. Let me go straight to Ohaneze Ndigbo. I think, Director, Ohaneze Ndigbo should be disbanded. It must go. I don't know of which latitude are they operating from. Who crowned Ohaneze Ndigbo the way they are? Why are they Ohaneze Ndigbo? Are they speaking on behalf of the whole Igbo, or are they speaking on behalf of few fractionalized people? They beg bribe, they give few of their families, and they're answering the general or people, or people general. I do not understand. Ohaneze Ndigbo should be disbanded. And I tell you, Director, once Biafra arrives, there won't be all these hawkish people who are looking for where to put their fingers on. All they're after is bribery. Take money. They do not think how they can perfect themselves. They do not think how they can be in a position to make things better. All they do is collect money. Buy whatever they want to buy. Build whatever. What are their contributions into that society, Director? What do they do? What do they represent to the customers? What are their jobs? What effect, what impact do they make in the community? Why is Ohaneze Ndigbo always hard when they collect money from Good Luck? Not only when they get there, they start fighting. This is disgraceful. These few individuals are the reason why they always say that Igbo man, they are greedy, including you and I. Director, are we greedy? Don't we know how to collect money from other people?
Of course not.
Why are they destroying the names of the clean ones? That particular organization will be disbanded. This is their time, and this is their turn. Very soon, there will not be anything called organization people. The whole place will be restructured. Everything in it will be anew, because we are not carrying along corruption, robbery, bribery, and all the rest of it into a new Biafra. All those things will be old. All of them will be gone. They are not working for the evil people in total. They are not working for them. They are just there working for themselves and their families, their friends, and their cronies. For me, it's a big shame, Director. A big shame. I don't want to be pedantic here. Neither am I trying to be academic. Nobody that we do not trust should represent the Biafrans in the zoo. Director, you always point it out. They will always compromise. But I still believe there are some pure righteous ones. Even if you push the money inside their mouth, they will vomit it. Not all of them there are corrupted. Only few individuals. After Rita Adubuoko is there in the middle of the zoo. Is she not a woman? Can't she be fancied by a politician? Are we saying that no politician has approached Rita Adubuoko, but yet she remains steadfast? She remains uncorruptible, but the rest are sell out, give out. It's a shame, Director. We have majority of our people, especially the old ones, they like money. They did not work out how life should be for them. In a way, I don't blame them because they are in a corrupted society. But an innocent man remains innocent, depending on which particular compound, your background, how you socialize. Everybody is not corrupted in that particular society. I'm not someone who throws a blanket condemnation on people. I will tell you the way it is and the way I see it. But it's quite shameful that only a few minority that goes to represent us will tarnish the image of our people. It is disgraceful. We should not trust any name organizing people. They are not organizing anybody. They are just organizing themselves. We are not part of whatever they are organizing there. And we will not support whatever they do. They do it at their own peril, not with us. This is my own position. Organizations should desist. Whatever they are doing in their own corruption, let them keep it by themselves and with themselves. The Yorubas are trying, they are at it again. They are creeping in. Isn't that what I was saying yesterday? The Northerners are burning churches. They are killing our people, killing our women, raping our girls. But they are coming into Asaba. They are coming into Owerri. They are going into Umuahia. Establishing in Port Harcourt. Want to take a place in Anambra. But they are killing our people, raping our women, burning churches and burning houses. And we are allowing them to sit in. Then why? Why wouldn't the Yoruba step in? If we cannot do anything to the Abokis, why wouldn't the Yoruba step in and do their own bidding? After all, they deported us. Nothing was said. It was just a mouth full of shit and rubbish. That's all we can do. We talk bulldogs. We back, no action. Director, I think we have taken too much from these two particular tribes that thinks that is incumbent upon them to look after us and look after our resources. Is it not shameful? Is it not disgraceful? And our population is even more than none of them. Our intellectuality cannot be matched up yet, all of us, to hell. Strike your tent, oh Israel. That is what we are doing. Everybody's out, abroad. China today, the Chinese are pursuing us. We are going to Malaysia, they're after us. We are here in London, they're after us. Do you know that I got a message? A 3-year-old girl, Director, was written a letter by the people elected by the British people under their immigration called Capita. A 3-year-old girl was written a letter to buy her ticket and go back to Nigeria.
Yes.
3-year-old.
Three-year-old. Three-year-old.
By Capita. Under British United Kingdom. 3 years, 1, 2, 3. A letter was written to a 3-year-old to buy her ticket and go. And this is a country where we think we are taking refuge because of the position they put us in our own country. We come here seeking for refuge. If they are asking for a 3-year-old, because I tell you, Director, knowing what is happening under immigration for the past 3-4 months, it's been too much on this capital. These are the people selected by the British government to be fighting. Remember, there was van going up and down, illegal immigrants, go home. They didn't go too far with it. They have sent these people called capital to be chasing and harassing people. If I tell you the number of calls I receive from my people in this country, a 3-year-old one, I say I must speak out on this. 3-year-old. And we are here. People are scouring in our own land, taking our oil, our gas, our natural resources, making use of it, asking one Nigeria to carry on one Nigeria. Director, as we were discussing yesterday, any stumbling block, we will die with it, and die with a stumbling block, and die whatever in it. There is no point living a life when you are afraid, when you are not settled, when you even fear your shadow. What kind of a life is it? To die so that you don't know that you're living is far better than living a life you're looking right, left, back. It's not by the same measure, but people around me, my people, my dear friend people, if they're suffering, I am suffering. That is the reason why we say that Radio Biafra must deliver, must seek, and must request for the restoration of Biafra. Director, if not, all of us will sit home. Most of us who are fortunate to come over here and study and place in a better position, we wouldn't worry. What our people say is, if you leave your sickness, or if your sickness left you and your son died, have you left your sickness? No. You are alive, but you lost somebody. I'm okay, but my people have been killed in the north, in Maiduguri, in Bauchi, in Jos. Then I'll go home and sleep and eat, because everything is okay for me. What about next door neighbor? And that is why we are fighting for the restoration of the Biafra, Director. I feel very bad that our people are treated like this everywhere, while we have beautiful homes that we can organize and stay, and employ and invite people to come in and see the name Biafra Alibo. Come and see. But we are all over the place. Yoruba and Hausa are plaguing in our lands. Is it because of our lack of what? Power? Our lack of integrity? Or because we are toothless? Which one is it? Or is all of the above? Director, I said this about 2 years ago. I was asking my mom, if you plant yam, about 10 yams in your farmland, and all of them die, what happens? My mom said, at least one will germinate. All of us cannot be corrupted. All of us cannot be bought over, Director. And this Radio Biafra is the example that we will do all our best. We will do all we could, regardless of the block, regardless of whatever is ahead of us. We will surmount it. We will bridge it. We will bring it down. Let me repeat once again, Director. We will not abrogate our position.
Of course not.
We will not repel our pursuit. We will not downcast what we are after until Biafra is restored. Thank you, Director, because I'm reaching that top when I start getting emotional and getting angry.
I know.
Let me pause and relax.
Please don't. Try and relax and come back to us again, please, Barrister. That was the voice of Barrister Imam Mezu, who is not just a solicitor, but a barrister in England and Wales here in the United Kingdom. And we are Radio Biafra. I don't know how to put it. I just can't begin to describe it. Sometimes people accuse us rather wrongly and without facts and information, that the way we attack people, the way we talk to them, but as they say, I don't know how they speak it in Latin, barrister will tell us, the fact speaks for itself. People will be wondering, why did Barrister Imam Mezu call, before I go to Karamonde, why did Barrister Imam Mezu call for the dissolution of Ohanaeze? We'll tell you why. We're not just saying it. Now, Wazirike is with them. He's a member of Ohanaeze now. No longer Biafra, but we're now doing Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Our people, why can't you be consistent on what you're pursuing? How can Chukwu Abiyama bless us if we dance from APC. This was a man supporting APC, supporting Islam to come into Anambra. Owazirike was supporting Islam to come into Anambra. He is part of the delegation of Harris and Dibo to Jonathan. Oh, my dear Lord. And when they went there, what did they do? We shall tell you according to their own words. The biggest problem facing Igbo people is the massacre, is the killing, is the repatriation, is the destitution afflicting the people. We are now going to ask them, what did you tell Jonathan when he went there and what their response was? You would not believe it. You won't believe it. What they said, they went to do. If I can find it, if I can find it here. Listen, this is according to Nwogu, who is the Secretary General of Ohanaeze. People must listen carefully, please, before they say we are insulting them. You must listen carefully. If we ask you now, what is the greatest problem afflicting Ndibo, what would you say? Is Boko Haram menace? If I know, how was that Fulani people killing us in the north? Yorubas deporting us. But let us hear what Ohanaeze said they discussed with Jonathan. We used the opportunity, this is according to the Secretary of Ohanaeze, Nwogu. We used the opportunity to discuss issues affecting Ndibo in Nigeria. We talked about soil erosion in the southeast, Second Niger Bridge, and agriculture, federal roads, industrial clusters, and electricity. And we are happy with the answers the president gave us. We also told him that we are in support of the national conference. Umunem, this was what Ohanaeze went for. We now going to contrast what Ohanaeze did with what Arewa is asking for. Listen to what the Sultan of Sokoto is asking for. Sultan of Sokoto is asking the government not to clamp down on Boko Haram. They are saying that Muslims are marginalized. They are coming out openly to ask for more money for people who are killing Igbo people, killing Biafran people. Ohanaeze traveled all the way. All of them went to Abuja. They went to discuss agriculture, electricity, roads. They went to discuss the plight of Ndibo. They did not mention the killing of our own flesh and blood in the north. Ohanaeze did not mention the coffins coming back to Igbo land. Ohanaeze did not mention over 400 dead bodies in mortuaries in Kanu that they will not allow to bring back to Biafra land for proper Igbo burial. Ohanaeze did not talk about the deportation from Lagos. They did not. Those are the pressing issues. Unbelievable. I'll go to Carol. Carol, please, what do you have to say? Carol, Monday, come in, please, what do you have to say?
I'm here, Director. Oh, wow. I mean, we have talked about, we've been doing this for so long now, and it never changes, and I don't understand why people cannot see what is happening down there, because everybody knows in the whole world, there is not any country you can go to and say, yes, I'm proud of my Nigerian passport, or I'm a Nigerian, and you won't get frowned upon. And look, because you see everything that's happening here, and you're not understanding it. If there's so many bad apples in this, and it's rotting the whole of the country. Not it's rotting Biafra. To hear that Uzike is now in Ohanaeze in Ndibo, it does not surprise me. Because yesterday, I think yesterday or the day before, somebody posted on the Facebook, an Igbo man said, "Oh, we should be one Nigerian." And then in the same comment, he then puts, where is your Ezekiel? But obviously, because he wants his one Nigeria, and that's what they're going in, penetrating through everywhere. How dare Ohanaeze argue over how to split up a Naira 40 million gift? It's a gift. Who argues over a gift? The degradation is so immense in there. The World Bank releases all that money feeding out. That everybody's asking me, where is Obasanjo on that list? Because they know he's another stealer. They're texting me, writing these things. There's so much there. The Boko Haram is now in Cameroon. You know, that's where they say they're establishing a base. The UN made a report and said that, and they, because they underestimated the amount of people coming out of the north, they asked, the UN asked for Cameroon to help those coming out of the north to give 120 million have recorded to be coming out of the north by this January. So by the beginning of the year, the UN is looking to feed 120 million refugees coming out of the north of Nigeria. Does anybody not understand that Boko Haram is killing everybody, and they've got such a big hand on that country that they are going everywhere? When you talk about the Delta youths not fighting because someone else has stepped in and pacified them, I would have rather that they fought, because that's what they're doing. They are buying their way into everywhere. They are corrupting their way in. They're with their Masonic ways in Yoruba, because we know that they're Masonic. Lodge, or whatever you want to call it, powers that be, their little setup where one hand rubs the other and they get everything done. And their houses, that's they're moving in through everywhere. Yoruba is now Hausa. I don't understand how people cannot understand what's going on. And they say, we don't want to have this. Brafa has to get the hell out of there. I'm serious. We've been looking at this and going over this. I've been listening to Ucha, director and barrister, and the people that call in, warning everybody that this is coming. It's actually on your doorstep. It's there. Your kin is about to die in this or become Islamic. They're all going to be converted. Nobody seems to understand the immense priority of this. I know that we have groups in the country that are doing more, that are doing something, but there are so many people that sit out there doing nothing. I am so frustrated when I see what's happening that I can't stop this. And the only way we're going to be able to stop this is with people power. The people all have to come together and say, you know what, stop this. Everybody in diaspora that has got kin back home is going to have to say, you know what, enough's enough. Because there is millions and millions of you worldwide, and it is going to take those millions to say, you know what, enough is enough. We need that support. What is doing is for me to help to get Hausa out of, to get Hausa out of your land. Otherwise, you're all going to be Islamic. Look, they're in everything. It's like, it's a disease. Bad apples in a basket. It's rotten the whole lot. Back to you, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. That was the voice of Carol Monday, who is a volunteer working very hard. She has no ties or any affinity with Biafra land, but she was working to help us because she understands how difficult and how precarious our situation is. That is why we're telling everybody this very evening from London, because the time now here is roughly, I think it's about 14 minutes to 7 p.m. in the evening, which is 14 minutes to 8 p.m. in Biafra land, that we, all of us, one after the other, each and every one of us, we have a role to play. Back home has been corrupted. If anybody said that anybody who is a freedom fighter, you have not gotten what you are looking for, what are you seeing the president for? Why is Owasurike, a member of a delegation of Ohanaeze, going to Jonathan? Using the name of Biafra, I'm not against anybody going to Jonathan, but you can't approach Jonathan in the name of Biafra. This evening, everybody who is in the grave that died as a result of the injustice of that very zoological republic of Nigeria, of that very country that massacred and killed our people, all the spirit of the dead, the bloodshed. If there is God in heaven, of which we know that there is, the blood of these people that died, innocent women and children, that women, pregnant women, were cut open and their babies brought from their stomach, if nothing happens to these men toying about with the name of Biafra, stealing in the name of Biafra, going to see Nigerian officials in the name of Biafra. Unbelievable. Our people, this is why I get enraged. Our people are messing with the name Biafra, and I wish that God can strike all of us dead. 3.5 million dead, and people are standing on that name to go and be eating and dining with the president of Nigeria. And you think nothing is wrong with us as a people? People find the most ridiculous excuse to explain away blatant evil. Ihojo, Ihojo. You don't use the name of Biafra to go and dine with Nigeria. If you go to Abuja, it is to go and sign the instruments of your statehood, not to go and be dining with anybody. This is evil. evil upon evil. No wonder Yorubas can come into our land. They are in worry. Yorubas understand that we are weak. That is why a wretched coward like Gani Adams can come into worry, to claim worry for Yoruba people, to claim the resources in our land for Yoruba people, because we have done nothing. They insult us and they accuse us. They kill our mothers. They impregnate our daughters. They farm children where I come from. They are slaughtering and putting our young men in Ezu River. And people say that they are Igbo. People tell me they are from Efik. When I look at them sometimes, I wish I had a gun so I can kill them myself. Not those that did anything, but those that are standing by and doing nothing. Those that are seeing, looking at the end of our people and have decided to fold their arms and do nothing. Tell me, what is the most pressing need right now? What stopped Ohanaeze from saying, our people are dying in the north? What stopped them from saying that? Nothing. Money and greed. Out of the delegation that went to see Jonathan, almost 9 of them are staunch APC supporters. APC supporters went to discuss in the Igbo. They took Owazurike with them. We got information that what we are planning to do, that they want to do it. They want to do a memorial for the people that died. And I'm praying that they do it. I am praying to God in heaven that they set up a memorial. The dead, the free, they will all die. The spirit of the dead will be woken up. They will all die, all of them. Let them go and mark it somewhere. Write it down somewhere and say, I said so. We will go there and we'll libate. The spirit of the dead will be called upon. All these wretched leeches will die, all of them. Because of money, your own blood, your own flesh and blood is being killed. Your opportunity to stand in front of the chief executive of the Zoological Republic to say, my people are dying. You couldn't say it. You went to discuss agriculture and bridge. Chineke Popu no Kondara, agriculture and bridge. Mad people. Ikechukwu Enyako was with me before. I must go to him to speak. Ikechukwu Enyako is our international coordinator. I refer to him as our coordinator of coordinators. And he must speak, because evil is evil. A very prominent man rang me from home and said to me that we must do something. He said, if you are waiting for us here to do something, then you are mistaken. The help that we need has to come from abroad. That is what they said. It has to come from abroad. Those of us here cannot do anything. That is what they said. We are all corrupt. This is somebody who is a very reasonable, sensible man. That is what they're telling us. If those of you in the diaspora doesn't do anything, then you forget it, because nothing good is going to come out of this place. That is what they are doing, jockeying for position, looking for contracts to obtain from the Zoological Republic. They are looking for the blood of children to drink. Why did they not talk about our dead people in the north? What was stopping them from discussing these very issues? What stopped Ohanaeze from mentioning the people in their country that are being killed? How about Ezu River that the Senate is sitting on? Oh, Owazurike went to Abuja, where he frequents all the time. His own members that died and were put in Ezu River. Let them go and do memorial. They will all die that same day. That day they will know that our land is holy. Ikechukwu Enyako, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning from here, Malaysia. And I welcome all of you listeners, especially family members of Biafrans, wherever you are, and friends of Biafrans. thank you. I am particularly worried about the further determination of some men to keep on doing evil. No wonder it was said in Revelation for some of them who parade the Bible, that let those do continue doing evil. It has come a time where heaven meets the earth. The time has come where salvation or destruction meets our people. I call upon our ancestors. I call upon every blood spilled in Biafra land by Nigeria. I call upon over 3.5 million dead Biafrans that had not been appeased by Nigeria or Biafra leaders. I call upon the spirits of all dead in Biafra land. I call upon the land of Biafra. I call upon the land of my fathers to judge between those of us who are asking for nothing but simple freedom. Judge between us and those of them who parade themselves as our fathers, first of all. To judge between us and those of them who parade themselves as Biafra agitators. To judge between us and the so-called abomination that they refer to as Nigeria. If there be God in heaven, whether it be the one that they brought to us, the British brought to us to kill us, whether it be the one that we call in our land, whether it be any strange God, if there be any God of justice, I call upon him to stand in judgment between us and between those who want to oppose Biafra. I call upon the spirit of truth to judge between us and the army general, Ihejirika. I call upon the God of truth to judge between us and the president, good Lord Jonathan. I call upon the spirit of the just to judge between us and the Senate president, the Speaker of the House, the governors of the Southeast, every traditional ruler, the president of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, every man calling himself a representative who represents the interest of souls in Biafra land that are daily being wasted. I call upon the dead. I call upon the spirit of the living. I call upon every force. I call upon the four corners of the world. I call upon everything that is just, everything that moves. I call upon the foundation of justice to come and judge between us and those who want to keep us in perpetual slavery. If after this time nothing happens, speak side of the truth, then I know that there is nothing like God. I had a friend here who rejected God long ago. I kept on talking to him until one day I said, no, you're on your own. Today he is in jail for so many things and he will be crying. I believe that is God, because I don't know how I came about myself alive today. But I say life is worthless. If I have to look by my left and see my people crying, if I have to look by my right and see the authorities in this place, malicious places, breaking doors, dragging people out, separating them from their wives, making them live. If I look back home, I cannot send them a dime. I have been here for more than 5 years. I have not sent my people a dime because one that I will not steal to better my home. But I look around, I see children of those who are killing us every day, squandering what is enough for me in a year, in just a month. If there be God, it is not going to remain this way again. I have said it years back and I'll say it again. Death is but a transition. But why I live without a purpose, I pursue death. Every coordinator, everyone with us in this movement, who has not understood that we are standing between death and freedom, should better step aside. We are going to war. We are going to suicide mission. We are going. I do not care if the authorities of the world want us to be destroyed. All I care for is that I do not live in perpetual slavery. All I care for is that I do not see my people living in hypocrisy. It cannot continue. It will not continue. If we have to destroy people to get our freedom, we will do it. If we have to steal to get our freedom, we will steal. If we have to kill more than half of our people to get our freedom, we will do that. I do not care who is, how many they are against us. I have talked with some of the elders. Some of them are with the Ohanaeze. They have mapped out what they should be thinking. What they would assume they are thinking now is that we don't have the money to do what we have said we are going to do. But what it takes to stand is not money. What it takes to stand is your will, a consciousness of who you are. When you are conscious of who you are, you demand to stand on in your place of rights. When you are resisted, everything that is needed for you to stand in your place will just come by your calling. For those of them who are still sitting on the fence, you better make your stand. As for us, we have given up life as long as there is no life in our place. It is not going to continue. I don't care if the governments of the world, the powers of the world gather together to kill, to quench us. If their determination is to live in peace in their places and to destroy us, at least they should have the courtesy to speak openly and tell us why we are the vermin of the earth. But why they are silent today, may they forever be silent, because we are going to take our lives. Those of them who are encroaching, Al-Qaeda circling us by Cameroon, OPC going to establish places, when the bear is wrong, we will know those who are truly ready to defend evil and those who are ready to defend the truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Ikechukwu, thank you very much. And our lines are open. They are open. We have a caller on the line. You will give us your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Namdi Kanu, I thank you. It's me, Michael Okafor, calling from Spain, Madrid.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, as I have what is going on in that zoo called Nigeria, I am only crying here. Please, what? Why are people that call Ohanaeze Ndigbo, why are they like this? People are dying all over the country. Dying people, children, no food, nothing to eat. Why are people, why are they so wicked, compromising? I am only crying here. Why are people? Please, I am begging you, if you can even publish these people's name, let us know their names and know what to do about it. Because this is getting too much.
Their names are here. Their names are here. We can read it out so that people can hear. The problem is, my dear brother, they never mentioned Boko Haram bombing and killing our people. They never mentioned the fact that Yorubas are deporting us. Our weakness. Let me tell you how people see us now. We are so weak. So weak that even Yoruba people can encroach into Biafra land. To come and claim worry. We are not dead yet.
Jesus.
And our people are just sheepishly moving all over the place with their useless red cap. Yeah, women tying their scarf looking like a airplane that wants to take off.
What is going on? Our people are suffering. In this place, that somebody will raise up and begin to ask a stupid question. Eh? I can't believe this. Please. We'll talk. Bye-bye. Take care.
Everybody, nobody's happy about it. Rita Nimbog, you stay where you are. We shall come to you. We must go and try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Our lines are open. Our Skype line is open. The coordinator's line is also open. If you want to reach us, please, the number to call is +447831308376. That is the number to call. Things are happening. Terrible things are happening to our people. Terrible, terrible, terrible things are happening to us. And we are quiet. They kill us, they maim, they rape, they get small children, little children, pregnant. They harvest their babies and they sell them. What are we supposed to do? Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. We are on live transmission from London. You will give the world your name and where you are, please.
My name is Deli Iwanyegunobi Ajufo. I am currently in Abuja, but I am from Ibuzo. That's the state Oshimile North local government area of the country.
Go ahead, the world is listening.
Well, I'm concerned about what is happening in Nigeria today, especially with the revelation by the former president, Olusegun Obasanjo. I believe the man is suffering from mental diarrhea because he has forgotten that the character and ticks that he's advocating virtually disappeared from his victim when he was in charge. We remember Zaki Biam, we remember OD, we remember OTI used the ESCC to terrorize political opponents. Let me tell the world that what is happening in Nigeria is a proposed agreement between the Yoruba military and the Hausa Fulani military during the war. They agreed that power will oscillate between the two clandestine, between the two clans. Now, let me tell you something. Obasanjo's letter was written, copied to Buhari, T.Y. Danjuma, IBB, I can't remember the first person. For God's sake, we had civilian president in the name of Shehu Shagari and the interim president, Shonekon. If there is no clandestine move, no undercurrent to undermine the presidency of Jonathan, why did he not copy those other military civilian rulers? Why on earth did this mental human being that is still parading himself as a former president of this country not copy the Senate, not copy the member, the House of Representatives, nor the police, the ESCC, and other regulatory bodies? Nigerians must awake. It's either we're together or we're not together. I believe that in the next few days, we shall decide whether we're going to be together. I don't know what your take is, but I see this as the end of the ESCC known as Nigeria. The wind has blown. We have seen the artist anus. Obasanjo is sick. The man is a sick man and should be taken to the asylum or back to the mental home where he came from.
Thank you very much for that. That is what we are reporting. We kept asking the same question over and over again. Why is it that Obasanjo never raised any of these concerns with any of his predecessors? Why Jonathan? Because everybody thinks they can attack us. As we are on air today, they are moving into Warri, encroaching into Biafra land. OPC had the temerity, they had the effrontery to go to Warri, to go and inaugurate in Warri. They had the effrontery to go to Warri, trying to claim a piece of Biafran territory. Whilst we are busy doing nothing, our enemies are circling us like vultures, and we are being picked apart. We cannot allow Obasanjo, we cannot allow any other person to intimidate Jonathan away from the office. He serves as long as he wants to serve, anytime he wants to go. But what we are saying is that Jonathan is the last president of Nigeria. He is the last president of Nigeria. Nigeria can never, ever, ever exist after Jonathan. Never. They have killed us enough. They have looted enough. They have stolen enough. They have deported us enough. We have had enough of this zoological republic.
Mr. Director, I think I would be inclined to agree with you. The Yoruba media can make all the noise they want. We have understood them for what they are. If you listen to Tambuwal in the House of Representatives, the guy seems to be unsure of where he stands. He's busy criticizing the presidency, and yet he has not got the guts to defeat a ruling party, to the opposition party. What we must guard against is, and I repeat, what we must guard against is those people who call themselves Igbos and veterans who cohabit with the enemy in the dark and come and laugh with us during the day. We must guard against those people who do not understand the intricacies of Nigerian politics. We have understood that now, and the truth is that come end of this year, if we do not sit down and decide on a peaceful resolution, we may have a violent revolution.
Thank you very much. You have said it all. Thank you very much. That is what befits a Biafran. That is what befits a somebody we can call an elder. Diakpa, for that matter. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. When you speak, the earth shatters. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we kept our dear sister Rita Nimbog on hold, and we believe she's still there. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Rita, and the world is listening. Go ahead.
Hello, Namdi. Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening from Lagos, Nigeria. And I want to say how are you to all their friends. I cannot cry again because the tears can no longer come out. How I wish blood can start coming out of my eyes. I have said it before and I'm still saying it. If we don't have Radio Biafra broadcasting from Biafra land before January 2014, these people, these evil people, these demonic, satanic, Ohaneze Ndigbo, they will tell us again. Just this afternoon, somebody called me on phone. And the person was warning me that they said I wrote something about Ikedife on Radio Biafra Facebook page. But that what Ikedife is, I am still a daughter of Igbo land, that they will not do me anything. But that he want to warn me to be careful. And I told him, I said I will say it over and over and over and over again. As at the time I was speaking with the stupid man, I did not know that Ohaneze had gone to Good Luck Jonathan to ask for agriculture. When they have that food and their sons and daughters are killed, who will eat that food? These people are demented. These people are crazy, and these people, I pray and I hope that the innocent blood of over 3.5 million Biafrans that genocide of 67-70 will judge them. They will not die well. They will not die well. How come Uwazurike is now a member of Ohaneze Ndigbo? How come Ikedife is still a member of Ohaneze Ndigbo? And they have gone to Jonathan. And these are still APC members, Boko Haram Party, that kill our brothers and sisters every day. These are all fools who are very, very close to their graves. Our youth are suffering. Our youth are dying every day. How I wish all of you can come home. How I wish all of you can come home and see what we are going through here. And see what we are passing through here. If Radio Biafra, if Biafrans in diaspora, if you do not come home early, you will not meet us alive. You will not meet any of us alive in this country. So look at it now. They can go anywhere in Igbo land. Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani, they can go anywhere in Igbo land and carry their AK-47 to kill our people. And nobody is coming out to say why. The body of our brothers that we have found in the Isu River, nobody has asked after it. After them, our brothers and sisters that were deported from Lagos, or Hanes, they have forgotten, just because they don't have a child that were among those people that were deported. What about the bonding for people every day, and they have gone to work for agriculture? God Almighty, Chukwuabiama, that made Biafra, where are you? Why not kill all these men overnight? Why not the land open up and swallow them? They're telling me and my children, they are catching our destiny. They deserve death. They deserve death. They deserve death. If we keep quiet, there will be no Biafra land again. How Safulani will take every Yoruba cowards are coming close to us again. They do nothing. Our hope lies on Biafra in diaspora. Because those of them here, they love money.
It's terrible.
They worship money.
It's terrible. We will do our best. Our dear sister,
I am kneeling down and I am begging. I am hurting my hands up. Please go home and save us. Go home and save us. Go home and save us. Bring back the transmitter. Bring back the transmitter. Bring back the transmitter. Please. Please. Please.
We've heard what our sister had to say. It's quite compelling, very compelling, and distressing as well. Only our transmitter will solve this problem. Only our transmitter will solve it. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live to the whole world. Give us your name and where you are. We are in London. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have lost them. We have lost them. They're not there. I don't blame them. Who would want to speak after Ritani Borg? Not many people. Because it's, that's how you know. After she finishes speaking, the lines always go quiet. All of it. It always goes very, very quiet. I don't know if I can get Barrister Mamezu to please rejoin me. Barrister, is there any way you can hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you please come to me? It's important that we look at these issues and analyze them so that our people can understand how we feel. Evil upon evil are happening and we cannot keep quiet. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Director.
Turn your system down, please. Hey, you say this thing all the time now. My God. We have a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
My goodness me. Everybody hello? Wants to hear their own voice. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. This is Evangelist Barnabas from Ireland.
Yes, Evangelist, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I mean, the boss, but I just want to say something. One of the things that we discussed in the meeting yesterday, the European coordinators, just one thing. Sir, we agreed that £15,000 that's remaining, that it should be shared to all the countries so that everybody will contribute their own money. That's all I have to say now because I'm inside the boss. So I just want to make this comment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Vincent. I'm calling you from Nasarawa, Nigeria.
Please go ahead.
Okay. It's very, very appalling that our brothers and sisters in Ohanaeze Ndigbo doesn't know the dance we are into now. And instead of representing us well and go there and speak our mind, they went there and they talk about agriculture and the second Niger Bridge. It's very, very appalling. Why our brothers and sisters have been killing, maiming, and disordering them? I don't know. My sister was just crying. In my heart, he just believed in here. But all I know is that tonight, my God, if Chukwuebuka did not arise and destroy these people that have been killing us for nothing, God, if you let us down, in fact, I don't know how the face of the head will be, but I pray that he will arise and liberate us from all these things that is happening to us. As we cry this night, look up. Before 1 week we finish, we see what will be happening. All these people will get, they will just, God will pay them in their own coins. These people that have prepared for them, prepare for themselves to eliminate the people of God, they will not get away with it. I told you that when the people of Israel is leaving Egypt, there was a noise, but the noise is in the midst of those that are chasing them. And at the end of the day, all of them died, and the people of Israel were saved. And that is how it's going to be. RPC is really, is calling everybody to come and join them. And look at them. They are calling Atiku. They say Atiku they say that PDP is bad. Now they are calling all the members of PDP to come and join them, and they say that PDP is bad. Then if you join them, you are not bad. Abasanjo is writing a letter that he cannot. I don't know the moral right he has to write that kind of a letter. A person that cannot even organize his family. Today he wrote a letter to the president. Look at the type of person that cannot organize his family and he's ruling Nigeria. In fact, but God knows better. But I know that this is the time, and that time has come for the liberation of the people of God, the Biafrans. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We must go to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. You can see the turmoil we are into today's broadcast. My sister Rita Anubov is unfortunate. They are making the woman, a native woman, to cry, and her cries will not be in vain. Director, you watch. We have to probe. We have to investigate further. If they have gone already to sign for the continuation of the zoo. Because you think that...
Barrister, I want to make your day. Do you know who they appointed to go and negotiate for them?
No.
Professor Nwabeze, stay where you are, Barrister. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
It's Onyebuchi from Kevere.
Onyebuchi from where?
Cape Verde Island.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, brother, please, don't be offended. All these things we are talking now, we were talking is standing like a breaking record. Why I say this is that was the case of a person, or somebody like Tidobi, or all those people they have mentioned, happen to be the people who are putting all those standing towards ourselves, not to survive achieve our race. Why can't we, as people have suggested the other time, send people who are going to have some training or see group another people who will go home from here? Then, now, picking all those people like Wazike them one by one, targeting them, picking them one by one, removing them for road. Because when they are still alive, they continue going that Abuja or something like that, spoiling all our effort in order to have their way to eat or to, you know, have money, take money from Nigerians. Why can't we be doing all those things in order to achieve our aim? That is removing all those people for road, one, not by, you know, using force. That is taking small. If we stay small, we remove one person of them, then Nigeria will know that we are serious. Or anyone who is too hard for we to remove, we use bombs like Boko Haram by putting bombs in his house to eliminate everybody who is inside there. For we to have our aid, because we cannot, because of one person, one head, we lose what we are planning.
Because you know that our people used to say that when one person cooks for generally we eat, but if generally cook for one man cannot finish. Because all these things, we are talking. Now, yesterday, the argument which you and the amendment was arguing caught everybody's liver or something like that. So all these things, we don't want it anymore. See, we are wasting time. Some people may even go to training for this. That is no more in our side. Boko Haram are killing our people every day. Everything is going down. And we never be able to achieve one thing or say that this is what we achieved in front. We are looking at this thing as something talking. We don't know where to...
We have to talk. If you don't talk, how do you convince people? If we were not talking, will you be calling Radio Biafra? You won't call Radio Biafra. You won't know we exist. Will you?
What I'm saying is that let us be like somebody like all those people in our East, in our Igbo land, not people in Yoruba or Hausa land. Let us start with those people first. Because those people are the people. Yesterday you said about going to some place to lobby the people. But because of what our brother, said, the cat said, that did not make the person to ask him question. Why can't you first arrange, go and meet your people who happen to be in minister in all this place, for we need to convince them first before them? All those things is our problem. Let us handle those our people who happen to be the barrier of us first. Before meeting all those Hausa and Yoruba, it's not something that we will carry on or using force. It's something that we will mount. We will send people who will mount using phone.
Yes.
We will send them pass. We will use phone, connect, something like that. Before you know,
Hang on, my dear brother. Somebody will have to do that. You require logistics.
Yes.
You require logistics.
Yes.
You require planning, and you require resource, and you need to finance it. There is nothing we cannot do. We have people who are ready, but we need to procure the necessary materials for them to do the work they have to do. These things don't fall from heaven. We need to move our transmitter home and mount it. You've heard of us talking about this transmitter before, haven't you? We need to take it back there and then put it on the ground. It should be talking. Once it talks, all our problems will be solved, basically. It will be solved. And that is why we need to focus and get that done. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu, I must come back to you. Please, Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, Walter, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Well, I have forgotten where I was going, to be honest. Because
I will take you, Barrister. You were talking about people being upset. The tone that has been set this very evening about our dear sister, Rita Nebogo, and also our brother that also called and broke down as well. So you were talking about the emotional impact of what Ohaneze is doing, how they can go and not discuss what they should discuss, talking about agriculture
and
bridge when the people are dying.
All right. Okay. Yes, where I was going before you paused me is that I said, how are you sure that all these people who are squabbling about the money from Goodluck Jonathan have not gone to sign for the continuation of the zoo? How are we sure they haven't done that?
They will do it.
How are we sure? Sorry?
Of course they will do. They have appointed Nwabeze that lives in Lagos. They have appointed Professor Nwabeze, a Lagos-based man. When Boko Haram bombed us, Barrister, in 2011 2011 they bombed us. When Boko Haram bombed us, Barrister, this man did not come out to protest, but he came out with his Yoruba friends to fight for fuel subsidy. When Yorubas were clamoring for fuel subsidy, he came out to fight with them. But this man never came out and said the bombing at Madala was wrong. He has lived in Lagos all his life. If he goes to this very conference, what do you think he's going to say? He lives in Lagos. What do you think he's going to say when he gets to Abuja? Will he say, oh, give us Biafra? No. That is why our people don't understand the meaning of philosophical consistency. We need Biafrans that will go and say, what we want is Biafra. It is now clear to everybody. When I told people that all of them back home are corrupt, people didn't believe me. I told you people, Go and make your headquarters in the zoo, you'll be corrupt overnight. Try it now, you will see. Which of them hasn't APC gone into? Which of them, name the person, I will tell you how they compromised, and where and when, with names and dates. Today, Wazirike Masop is now part of Ohanaeze delegation to go and see the president of Nigeria, not to go and sign instruments of his own country to be free, but as part of a delegation, sharing 40 million naira, fighting over 40 million naira.
But director, stop there. Why is Goodluck Jonathan doing this? That 40 million naira, can he pay children's school fees? Can he fix our roads? Can he do something meaningful? Can he do something constructive? Why is, you see, when you look at the letter written by Obasanjo, you see that Obasanjo has corrupted. Where would I start? Look at the list given to you of all the corrupted leaders Nigeria has ever produced. What are we waiting for? Director, I know that it's not within our jurisdiction to announce when the transmitter is going home or when it's not going home. But we need to hasten up. We need to hasten up because most of what we say end up in this country. Majority don't go to the people that it's meant to reach. Those on ground, of course, you have the few Ohanaeze and Igbo who are old men. They are almost held by date. The young men who are ambitious, who are angry, are not getting our messages. The transmitter need to go home. Pure and simple. Please, take another caller.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have a caller on Skype. I don't know why their line is not feeding in the way it should. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Let us go and take this call on the phone. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello and good evening to you, Nandi. This is Chibidu. I want to kind of...
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. This is for the benefit of our listeners. Please go ahead.
I just want to correct an impression here. A number of people call and show their annoyance and their aggression from time to time. And I pressure you, they are going home, or they want to go home, they want to kill, they want to divide, they want to eat, and whatever. My question to them, do they want Nnamdi to give a mission on earth to go and kill anybody? Is that what they want? So all of our dear friends, I would say, who are constantly asking this question, somebody want to go, let it now turn into child's play. What we're doing here is a serious thing. Nnamdi is director, who is channeling this thing and organizing it strategically and administratively. So please stop calling in and asking children. We're not playing here. If you want to go home and you think you can handle it, then go ahead, your dear friend. I don't think anyone is going to stop you. Don't ask for permission from him. Boko Haram, who are killing the infants here, are they asking for permission? From who? Something like that. So please, if you're waiting for Nnamdi to give you permission to go and kill anybody, then you can wait longer until everyone gets ready, until the whole gets ready to set out, until the strategies are all completed. So I'm not just talking to you, to your ex, I'm talking to all outside, asking these questions on air. Otherwise, you gotta go to your meetings, have discussions, close sections, and stuff like that. We are not going to chat play here on this air. That's what I want to say. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. We must be honest to ourselves at all times. This is Radio Biafra. We are not contrived. We don't try to curtail or hold people back. We encourage them to say whatever it is that is on their mind. It is also very important that we are measured in our approach. I agree with what you've just said, Chidi Duru, who called from Germany. There are many things to be done, and we're going to do them. That is why we said you volunteer yourself or you support us financially. That's all you need to do. you are either going to fight with us or you support us financially. We are doing a lot of things that we are not at liberty to tell you on the air. But what we are reminding everybody today is that those in the diaspora will save those at home, because the home front has been corrupted. What they have done is to go and bring in MASOP so MASOP can defend them when we come after them. That's all they have done. Supported by Hausa, Fulani, APC, and Boko Haram. That is the extent. That is why nobody is mentioning that Yorubas are encroaching into our territory, that in Iwari. Nobody is saying anything about it. So if people don't know the significance of what is going on, that Yoruba can travel and leave Benin and come all the way to Iwari to come and stake a claim. Because we are weak. Very weak. And we need to arrest this problem latest by August of next year. If the world doesn't hear from us, then we are not fit to be called men. Nigeria must fall. Give us your support and Nigeria will fall. We have never disappointed before. We have never failed to deliver before. And you must trust us. Our big project is a transmitter. And it will come. It will come. Our people will turn on their radio and they will hear us. Even those living in the southern part of England will hear us, because it will be the largest radio project ever seen in Africa. The largest of its kind. We don't do things in halves. The largest of its kind. People will hear us. Indeed, they will hear us. So we are asking you to persevere. Give us some time. We are trying to catch up. Our enemies have limitless budgets. We have nothing compared to what they have. Come and ask Nonyewe Matuko Nyewego. That's all we have. People. We have Biafrans. Let's go and take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Sammy, is that me? Talking to me?
No, Ngozi, stay where you are. Let's take this call. Ngozi, Matt, stay where you are, please. Let's take this call. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are?
Yes, my name is Kelesha Follett. I'm calling you from New Zealand.
You're calling from New Zealand. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Namd. Well, I've been listening to this radio for quite some time, and haven't really had time to call in. But today, I can't sit here crying behind the screen for, you know, God knows, because of the fact that our people are crying every day on the radio, and what they are crying for is justified. Our people are dying every day, and United Nations is keeping quiet about this. You know, I'm just putting my voice on the air today to call on United Nations. They have to intervene now, or they have to keep away when the war starts, because they have been begging for food, just simple bread, for people of Syria. In our own situation, when our own war starts, it will be worse than what is happening in Syria. And that time, we are asking them not to cry for us, not to beg for bread for us. Let them allow us to die, or let them intervene now that we are still alive. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. At least we are putting them on notice. Nobody will say we didn't tell them. Nobody can come up and say, oh, but we were not told. We were not told. No, nobody can say that. We have another caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Yeah, good evening. My name is Uche from Malaysia.
Uche, what is your surname?
I'm Ike Uche.
Please go ahead. Malaysia. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I'm really grateful for what people are doing. Okay?
Thank you.
So, and I know the Lord will keep on maybe doing good in our midst. Okay?
Thank you.
So, hello.
We are listening to you. Please go ahead and say what you're saying. The world is listening to you. Stop! Don't stop. Just go on, please. We are listening attentively. Go on. We can hear you. No, I don't think we can anymore. We have a caller on Skype. Can you please give us your name and where you are?
My name is Ezebilo Badibu. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I'm really not happy at all about what is happening. I'm not happy at all about the news.
Nobody is. I want to make you even more sad. You stay where you are. Let me read this. No, we are alive. You and I. Stay where you are. You say you are sad. Okay. Then let us try and bring out even more of the sadness so people will understand what we are talking about. This is what people are saying. This is what they went to say to good Lord Jonathan. I must read this so people understand it once again. Notable names in the Ohanaeze delegation included the President General, Gariwa, Secretary General Joe Nwogo, two former President Generals, Dozie Kedife and Joey Ruku, Alison Madeke, Uche Azikiwe, T.U. Nwala, Anya O. Anya, Godley Wazurike, Rafa Wazurike of Masop, and ABC Nwosu. Others were Ben Obi, Hope Uzodinma, Emmanuel Iwuanyanwu, Maria Okwo, Ezekletus Ilomuanya, O.A.U. Onyema, Eze Berechidi and Kate Ezeofor. Some top Igbo businessmen were also in the on the Ohanaeze delegation. Another Southeast based group, Concerned Igbo Patriots, alleged on Tuesday that the current leadership of Ohanaeze may have started trading with Igbo interests again, like their predecessors, with the secret visit to Aso Rock. Indeed, the group claimed in a text message to Daily Independent that a scuffle broke out during the sharing of the booty from Aso Rock. It alleged that the delegation received 30 million naira from the presidency and another 10 million naira from Aviation Minister Stella Odua in appreciation of the solidarity Ohanaeze showed her during her ordeal over 255 million bulletproof Jeep saga. The CIP, which is this group, argued that the delegation to Aso Rock was a faction of Ohanaeze under Gary were just as it kicked against Eze Cletus Ileomuanya, leading Igbo traditional rulers to such a meeting in time gone by. They will sell in the Igbo, as Uwechwe did. Professor Ben Wabweze is the Igbo spokesman to the national conference, the message stated. However, when contacted, Secretary General of the Ohanaeze, Nwogu dismissed the alleged cash gifts to the delegation as a fabrication by faceless, scary minds, which does not worth my comment. Nwogu said Ohanaeze went to Aso Rock on Monday last week to commiserate with the president on three deaths: his brother, mother-in-law, and a leader of a joint national conference. We used the, listen, oh, this is what they said. Why they went there, not me saying it. This is what they said. They went to commiserate, they went for what's it, condolence visit. Ohanaeze went for condolence visit in Abuja when their own people are dying. Ohanaeze, Ohanaeze, how many people have paid you condolence visits for your children being killed? Or don't you know you own those children who are being bombed to death? You don't know that your children? Regardless, even if they are 90-year-old, they are still your children because you are in positions of authority. I will continue to read. My brother, stay where you are. However, let us continue. Where do we stop? However, we have said what he said. Nwogu said, listen, we went to Aso Rock on Monday last week to commiserate with the president on three deaths: Marathon, his brother, mother-in-law, and a leader of a joint national conference. We used the opportunity, those who are understanding this language very well. So this is just an addition, a sideshow. We used the opportunity to discuss issues affecting Igbo in Nigeria, namely soil erosion, Second Niger Bridge, agriculture, federal roads, industrial clusters, and electricity. And we are happy with the answers the president gave us. These are Igbo leaders. Hey, brother Jesus. My brother, stay where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Abul Obia from Ekwechi, and Dr. Justice Akinjezen here.
Yes, thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling. I will please plead with you that we have listeners who don't understand our language because we are a worldwide broadcaster. I will please crave your indulgence and plead that you please speak in English if you may, please.
You, the reason why I'm calling is we are listening and you're doing a marvelous job. Once in a while, the story coming from home, as we know it, is nothing new. And what I'm to let you that we need to know, because my people said when you poison someone, it doesn't show pain. You know that the poison did not get to him anywhere. We are screaming as if these people are poisoning us for what we don't know. So trusted. Are we doing what we're doing? The executive have done a great job. Sooner or later, you know what it is. If APC goes to represent the Igbo very well, then what we are accusing them of doing then will not hold. I mean, those who are trying to cry, because cry when the promised land is given to us, and we're going to get it. Don't cry because of the atrocities they are doing to us. We will not share. We're going to show them, and the move is on, please. The broadcast is good, but my advice and my own suggestion is, let's not show our fears for these maroons. They are nobody. If we have people at home, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing here. And that's advice. I tell you, Quenche.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You've spoken very eloquently. And we return to you, our dear brother, on Skype. You may proceed, please. Are you still there? The caller on Skype, have you gone? We asked him to wait, but maybe he's gone. We shall go to Ngozi Madu then. Ngozi, can you hear me? Ngozi, can you hear me? Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, from me to you and the color board of Radio Biafra, as well as our brothers and sisters all over the world. I'm saying good evening from here, Stockholm, Sweden. My name is. I feel tears in the voice of some callers that have called. And I beg, let's reserve our strength for what is to come. I say this because many more will happen. They will try to do more. They will try to pretend as if nothing is happening. But let's reserve our strength so we can have the strength to fight them. Please, I beg. The money that these old men are fighting for comes from their land. Hausa Fulani will take the money, use it to kill their own brothers and sisters and give them change as gifts. And they are fighting. How shameless can an old man with gray hair be? Men without honor and integrity. Sometimes I wonder if these people have a wife or children, if they have family at all. I wonder the type of family they have that cannot call them to order. I wonder the type of friends they have around them that cannot advise them and tell them that what they are doing is evil if they have lost their senses. I wonder the type of people they have around them. I pity them. And I pity any country that will support Nigeria to continue with this atrocity they are committing against our people. They think we are happy living in their country, serving them. We have served enough. If death is the price, oh, land of Biafra, I give my life. I give everything I owe. If it is death, I shall pay with my blood. My children must be free. My people must be free. The integrity and honor of my Biafra must be right. In this fullness, if I die today, I do not die early. Some of my mates are dying. What am I living for? Is this thing life? What is all this? I have children, I have family. What joy does religion give me when I see those I love, when I see those I care, when I see those I cherish, when I see them suffering? What joy does it give me? What am I living for? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And we cannot continue to live like this. We cannot continue to live in this shame. We cannot continue to live in this disgrace. If our men, those that have not come out to support this struggle, if you people are not ashamed of yourselves, I am ashamed. I am ashamed. Sometimes when I go out, I see our men moving up and down. I weep inside my heart. I weep. Kings that don't know they are kings, and they subdue themselves to mates. They subdue themselves to slaves, whereas they are kings. I weep for all of us. And may God save us. And also, please, Biafra women, our flyer is out. You can see it on our Facebook page, as well as Radio Biafra Facebook page. please print it as many as you can and share to your fellow women. This flyer is for women. If you are a man, you can still share it to women if you wish to help us. Again, our meeting will be coming up on Sunday after the immediately after the broadcast. Let's say from, I wish the director...
Only 2 hours, yes. I promise you on Sunday, only 2 hour broadcast on Sunday, yes. To allow you to hold your meetings, yes.
From 9 o'clock, Biafran time, that is 2 hours here. Will be the 2 hours. So from 9 o'clock, Biafran time, stay close to your Skype. We will have our meeting. May God...
Thank you very much. She, you see, Ngozi said she wasn't going to break down, but she did as well. People are not happy. We are not robots. It's our people who are being killed. On the matter now, as an awake ego, we value life over property. That is who we are. When people die, of course, it touches us. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Your name and where you are.
We need this number too. This number is supposed to be 2 because this one, we have been trying this number since yesterday. We didn't get. I thank God that I got it now. So what I want to say is that there is a very serious problem in the River State here now. Because since yesterday, fire have raised down my one market. Where it belongs to Igbo people, where Igbo people are selling their market. In fact, most of them went to market for this Christmas period. Buy market, they feed their market, they have feed their where they are selling their market because the season now, the season we are into, so they will sell the market. That is, as of yesterday night, around 3.
Which market are you talking about? You will give us your name and where you are.
My one market at the River State, Port Harcourt.
Give us your name again, please, and where you are.
My name is Philip Akal. I'm calling from River State, Port Harcourt.
Okay, continue.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can understand where you so is to put your news in context. Go on and say what you're saying. Please go ahead.
Okay. I said that if I have raised down my store market, it belongs to Igbo people where they are selling their market. The market are worth millions of naira.
You know, people, is it my one market that was burnt down? My one?
Yes.
Who owns the shops are in my one market? Who are the predominant shop owners in my one market? These are our people, isn't it?
The shops belongs to Igbo people.
But Port Harcourt is Igbo land, is Igbo culture. So why are they burning it?
Yes.
Why was it burnt?
Yes. The market belongs to the shops belongs to Igbo people. As we have been announcing to all our brothers and the sisters all over the state in Nigeria, that they should not be putting their money in a bank now because nobody knows what will happen any moment from now. Then the market big shop were in this crisis that is rocking this country. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you very well. We can hear you. The world can hear you. Yes. So they have burnt down that market.
So we are announced to any Igbo brothers and sisters wherever you are in this country called Nigeria that.
No, have we lost? Maybe we have lost him. We have lost him. What I find distressing is the rate of destruction going on all around us. Of course, we are fair game. Anybody can come in and do whatever they like. If you have a shop, they can burn it. If you're coming back from work in Lagos, they can pick you up and say you're a destitute. They can detain you. They can kill you. They can even use your organs to do transplant somewhere else. And you'll be dead. Nobody cares. That is your life as a Biafran who is not free. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They have gone. They are not there with us. Barrister Mamesu was with us before. I wanted to mention that Okechukwu Eric is doing marvelously well. He is adding his friends. Okechukwu Eric is adding his friends to the group, which is wonderful, on Radio Biafra Group. That is what I'm saying. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Yes, good evening.
This is Prince Darlington Chibike Okoli. I am from Enugu State in the local government area, Biafra.
And where are you calling from?
Right now, I'm calling from Senegal. I'm based in Dubai. I'll be calling on this line or this one.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, what I want to say here is that whenever I hear people call into their friend radio and start crying, weeping like children, it touches me a lot. I think this agitation is not for the weak, but for the strong. And I believe that God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of Biafra land, who give us that land that belongs to us, is always with us. And I want to make it clear right here that the people of Biafra in Senegal, we are well organized, we are formidable, we are planning ahead of time and making sure that everything that we have planned to do must be carried out accordingly. And we are not planning to expose our secrets on air. A lot of people will call to ask questions. Let us do this, let us do that, give account, do this, do that. We are not only talking. We have our master plans. What I want to say here once again is about the issue of Obasanjo. Obasanjo is nobody. He is nobody. A man who failed election in his local government, failed election in his state. He is not recognized even in his own family, in his own clan, to come out such a letter to our president, good luck. But I want to state it clear once again that whatsoever Obasanjo say about Nigeria or whatsoever is going to fall back to him, because Biafra is going to hold. Come 2014, we are going home. We are not here to cry. The people that have been asking for you to give account about our transmission, how the money has been sent.
So they will tell APC.
All those people are stupid.
So they can go and tell APC what we are doing. They can tell APC.
That is what I'm saying. They are not the people that we need in this struggle. We need people that are formidable, people that are strong, because this race is for the strong men. That is what I'm trying to say here. Because if you watch what is happening right here, we are planning as a team. We don't need to expose ourselves. We don't need to leak our secret. We make up our mind as one people and move with our plans. Not to tell the whole world what we are planning to do, how many guns we have.
No, that's what they want. They want us to tell them. Tell them everything we do. Oh, come, where are you going? Which passport are you traveling with? That's what they want to know.
No.
So they can go and tell Roger Sokolacha. They can go and tell APC what we are doing. On one hand, you look at Owasrike. One hand, you are Biafra. The next day, you are Hanese. The next day, you are going. What are these our people? Some of them don't get it. Don't understand.
Do you know that my first experience traveling outside this country as a Nigerian, 2002 to Dubai? If you see the way I was handled Dubai International Airport, they checked me. Once they see green passport, they pack you by the side, they begin to check you as if you're a criminal. It happened to me in Qatar Airport, it happened to me in Kenya, common Kenya here. They begin to see everyone that has Nigeria passport as a criminal, as a rogue. As a thief. Why must we be Nigeria? We are not Nigeria. We are never Nigerians. We are Biafra. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. And I want you to know that when people call and talk about our oil, it pisses me off also. I think we should not be talking about our oil. We should be talking about our land, our inheritance from God. Because when we claim our land, whatsoever that is in the land belongs to us. Let us be talking about our territory. Let's not be talking about the oil. This is an idea that I want. This is a suggestion that I want to bring up, so that when they begin to talk about our oil, some people will think that we are agitating to go because of the oil in the land. No, but we are the owner of the land, and whatever that is in the land, the inhabitant of the land have it. This is what I'm trying to say. I am very, very, very angry and upset when some people call. I listen to this really bad for every blessed day. One of the organizers of this struggle here in Senegal. If you can remember, I heard like 2 months ago, you told me, have we already organized ourselves here in Senegal, which I told you yes, that I'm one of the organizers. I came here, I don't base here anyway, but I came here to make sure that everything that has to do with Biafra must move accordingly. And please, let us stop leaking some secret that will lead to this, to the success of this struggle. Some people come here and talk about they want to go and do this and do that, and they are ready to go and shoot God. No. We should not be exposing our secret, because what we are doing is something that we need to apply our sense, our intellect, to make sure that we carry out our plans. Because when you tell your enemy you are coming to kill him, he will wait for you. Prepare. Now what we need to do is to have our unit anywhere we are and plan how we are going to begin to strike. We will strike one after the other. Those people whose name has been in the list that are going to represent the Igbos that call themselves Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo. I want to tell you that before 6 months from January next year, you will see how they will be falling. I'm not saying it because I want to say it on Radio Biafra. I'm saying it because it is truth and it will come to pass. They will be falling one after the other. Even Obasanjo himself, he will die a mistrust death. Abacha's death will be better than that of Obasanjo. Because Obasanjo has not, according to history, I knew that Obasanjo had only 20,000 naira as at 1999 that he became the president of Nigeria. Only 20,000 naira in his account. How come did he acquire all this so much wealth? How come did he acquire, if you see all the property that Obasanjo have in Ogun State, have been there, have been to Obasanjo farm? Obasanjo has no less than 23 armor tank packed in his farm. What is Nigeria armor tank doing in Obasanjo's farm? Does Obasanjo own Nigeria? All these things are the things that we have to look into, director, so that the people will not call here, begin to ask, how are we going to plan? How are we going to do this? We are planning already. We are moving home, or we are planning to move home to do something that will marvel, that will shake the whole world. United Nations, they support us, they don't support us, it's not our problem. Yes, of course, because I know that whatever we are going to do, when United Nations see the formidable fault of the people of Biafra, then we know that, yes, these people, they need to go. I watched the history and the old map of Africa, and begin to see that Biafra even extended not only in our territory as Nigeria, up to Cameroon, up to Gabon.
Yes.
As I'm talking to you right
yes,
now,
because, my dear brother, thank you very much. Thank you. We've heard what you've said. And to add to what you've just mentioned, there were only three original countries in that part of the world. Only three. Sudan, Biafra, Ethiopia. People should go and check their history books. Only three names were mentioned. There was no Oduduwa, no Arewa, no Hausa, nothing.
Yes.
We are as original as they come. As original as they come. Biafra, oh, dear Lord. Anyway, thank you very much. One day they will learn. One day they will understand. One day they will appreciate what we are doing. And one day they will offer thanks to Chukwu Abiama, who determined that we had to come. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is...
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Don't listen to your system. Talk to us direct. Hello. Give us your name, please, and where you are. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Forget your system. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Nkechi Obonna.
Nkechi Obonna, where are you calling from?
I'm from Amankalo Alai, but calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. Please go ahead.
I really want to congratulate all your efforts. Honestly, I'm really happy to be a Biafra. Honestly, I can say that God is really working with us. And I will also do all my best to call more people to join this Biafra.
Yes. Do that. Hello? Have we lost her? We may have. Please, we want her to call back so she can join in the matter. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes,
are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please. Yes, I'm talking to you. Please.
This is Daniel Chinedu calling from Malaysia.
Daniel Chinedu is from Malaysia.
Yeah, calling from Malaysia. Yeah, I'm from... Ikeduru in Biafra land.
Okay, stay where you are. Chinedu, stay where you are on the line. Please don't go away. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? They are not serious. They're not listening. Please go ahead. Chinedu, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you so much for the kind of work you people are carrying on. I don't know what to say. In fact, my heart is full of tears this night about how my people are calling from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, crying. I don't know what to say. In fact, I am praying that all these people that are fighting against us, God is going to deal with them. In no distant time, they will begin to die one by one. Because I know that God has opened his eyes and God is looking at them. And none of them will smell 2014. All these things that they are doing to us, God is going to pay them back one by one. I am so angry. When I go around, when I met a lot of Biafrans out here in Malaysia, when I tell them about Biafra, so many of them, they will begin to laugh at me. They will call me all sorts of things. But I don't care. I'm also happy because I know that so many people are coming up. So many people are joining Radio Biafra. So many people are joining our meetings. I am so much happy. And I pray that Chukwu Adeoma, whom we serve, will never let us down. And will never let us be disappointed. Thank you so much, my brother Nnamdi Kanu. God will really pay you back. And I pray that all your efforts about this movement will never be in vain. And whoever that rises up against you shall fall 7 times. And die.
Amen. As amen to that. This is our collective effort. A lot of people are working very, very hard. And I am very grateful for your kind words. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. This is Chukwu Dotonye from Munich, Germany.
Dotonye is calling us from Munich in Germany. This is Radio Biafra. And the world is listening to your voice. You may proceed. Please.
Thank you. Good evening from my brothers and sisters all over the world, the Biafrans. This is Ote from Germany. Please, Director, I want to thank you so much. You and all the members of Board of Directors of Radio Biafra, you people have done us proud. We are very, very proud of you people. The work you are doing, I don't know how many people that can carry on this kind of work on this very planet Earth. But Chukwu Adeoma will reward you people with the abundant things of the heaven.
Yes, sir.
Director, I wanna say something about the news that is coming up. This is very new that is coming up now. To me, it's never a surprise. Because since I joined the Biafran family, I know that all these kind of things will be coming up. But to be honest, I wanna encourage all our Biafran families all over the world. We should be very, very prepared for things like this. They will come up, but we will not allow them to get us down. And
yes,
again, for the last speaker, the one that spoke last from Malaysia, I am also telling all our brothers and sisters all over the world, please, whenever you want to call our radio to give up your suggestion, to advise us, please never ever mention of the people who told you what they told you when you talk to them. We know that in every place there must be Judas. Every Biafran supposed to bear that very one in mind. We have a very, very important duty to do. Our duty is to make sure that our transmitter get back to where we planned it. If you are a Biafran, no matter wherever you are, and believe that you are a really born Biafran,
You must wake up this very night and ask yourself, what am I doing that we have bought our transmitter and our transmitter is sitting to send back home? We have everything to do this. We have people who we are waiting for this danger. Please, I don't want to even add please to ask anybody to join Biafra struggle, because if you are fighting for your own thing, nobody will add put please for you in your own thing. But I am asking for our transmitter to get back home. Another thing I want to add is this. People were calling our radio, giving all kind of suggestions and advices. But they never ever make up their time to ask of Biafra, wherever they are living. How are we going to carry on this very struggle with this kind of people? People who were here in Germany were calling from all over the places, discussed with our coordinator this evening, and I've been asking, where is all these people? You are calling radio from Germany. You are calling radio from Germany every now and then. Where are you when we will be having our meeting? I am saying it again. We are not going to ask please to anybody to join this very struggle. But if you have made up your mind to be a Biafran, to go back home and take what belongs to you, ask yourself this very night that what have I done for nearly 2 years that I've been listening to Radio Biafra? Barrister Mamezu, Karamonde, Uchemefo, my dearly brother, Nnamdi Kanu, they have given up everything they have on this very earth to make sure that we are free. I believe Chukwuebiamah will also do that very well. I am asking my dear brothers and sisters who we are living here in Germany to try wherever they are to join Biafra family. Joining Biafra family will help us to achieve our goals. I am very, very happy to the meeting we have last. The three guys who came to our meeting have gave us the receipt they used to send money to our radio to London, and I was very, very happy with that. And that makes us to know that this is really Biafra. So, Director, please, I am asking you once again, please, 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 when somebody calls from anywhere around this very planet Earth, first of all, ask the person whether he has joined up with our family to wherever he is. And you ask that very person, the coordinator who is in charge of that very place that he said that he has joined. God bless all the members of Board of Directors of Radio Biafra, and more especially, may God bless Biafra in abundance. Thank you.
Issa, thank you very much. You're talking very well. Thank you very much. We are getting some messages from some people. Gift Ifiwa for saying it's been longer listening to broadcast. When are we expecting broadcast here from Biafra land? We will come as soon as the transmitter is ready. We also have other people that wrote in. This is Victor Bucci, a very lengthy one, very, very lengthy text message he wrote to Radio Biafra via Radio Biafra. I think, how did it come through to us? Was it a text message or via WhatsApp? I think this was via WhatsApp on +44 7831308376. It's a very lengthy one. How am I going to read this? We shall try and read that later. Let's take this call. First of all, give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Yes, good evening. Good evening from here still, yes.
This is Chukwudi Oswagu calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I just want to thank you and the barrister, the only barrister we have, who has been putting all effort to make sure that Biafra come to stand. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, our land will stand. United we stand and divided we fall.
I just want to
encourage our people that God himself will never come down from heaven to come and give us Biafra by himself. If you could remember what happened in the Bible within the people of God and the Philistines, when they were afraid to challenge the situation between them, God was there sleeping, looking at them until David came and confronted the situation. And at the end of the day, God gave him victory. This is what I want our people to know, all the Biafra all over the world. Wherever you are, you must have that courage. You must have that zeal. You must have that fighting spirit in you to fight with your last blood.
Can we get what happened? We have lost him. Unfortunately, we have lost him. But please, we ask him to try and call back. We've lost his line there. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the time here now in London is 14 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. And it is exactly 14 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land, wherever you are. We continue to welcome you, especially new listeners, new friends of Biafra, tuning into the only radio station on this planet that gives you the truth in an unadulterated fashion. We bear our minds to the world. We tell you where we are coming from. We tell you where we are going. And we tell you how we're going to do it. We have nothing to hide because we are not criminals. We're not going to steal. All we are trying to do is to dismantle a man-made contraption called Nigeria, which we affectionately and derisively refer to as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. In fact, the name zoo doesn't even do justice to it. It's a place where savages inhabit. Where men with children send their kids abroad while they get little youngsters pregnant and sell their kids. That is why it is called a zoo. It is a country where you go into office, you steal the money meant to provide health care to people, you steal the money meant to provide infrastructure. Let us even tell Nigerians, those who are listening, if you are unfortunate enough to refer to yourself as a Nigerian, of course I feel sorry for you, because that means that Frederick Lugard is your God, not Chukwu Abiyama, it's Frederick Lugard, because he created you. Where we come from, we refer to the creator of the heavens and the earth, Chukwu Abiyama, the supreme being. We call him Okike, creation, Chineke. Can't you see? Our own creator, we call him Chineke, Chukwu Abiyama. That means that it is only that person that can create a nation where you belong to. If we then transplant or transfer the same analogy to Nigeria, your God is Frederick Lugard from Scotland. And isn't it ironic that where Lugard comes from, they're asking for independence? Shame on all of you. Because you can't read, some of you can write, but you don't have the analytical brain to understand written words in English. That is part of our problem. Most of our understanding, most of our worldview, most of our appreciation, our interpretation of our surroundings comes via our borrowed culture. We've been taught to think or to see things from an English perspective, but we lack the discipline and the rigorous thought to be able to implement something the way the English will do. Isn't that strange? Your God is Frederick Lugard. Mine is Chukwu Abiyama. His name is Chukwu Okike Chineke. That's the meaning of it. Can't you see that we are more knowledgeable than you are? If you refer to yourself as a Nigerian, I feel sorry for you. You are the ones I refer to as monkeys. You are the ones I refer to as monkeys because Europeans call such people monkeys. That's what they call you. Because you don't think for yourself. You cannot reason. If they show you a tiny banana, you put banana in a cage, you jump in and they get it shot. We must remind these people that call themselves Nigerians, if you understand the meaning of the English word infrastructure, you will know that the last major infrastructure in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria was actually built by Babangida. Lagos Third Mainland Bridge. How many years ago? Can anybody point to one other major infrastructural development? One. There is none. How can a country function without developing month after month major infrastructural projects, not only to introduce by way of demand into the economy what is called quantitative easing? If you want to print money, you can, or you can then commission major works to employ people. Anyway, we don't want to teach them economics on Radio Biafra. They may not even understand it because it has to be done in English language. Do you see why we have to go back to our languages? Isn't it ironic that all the countries doing very well do things in their own languages? Haven't you noticed? Have you actually noticed that all the countries of the world doing very well do things in their own native languages? Which is why we broadcast in English language once we get Biafra. In fact, once our transmitter goes home, each and every segment will have their own program. Igbo, Ibibio, which is the same thing as Efik, more or less, will have the major Ijaw language as well in there. We will speak Idoma language. We will try as much as possible to speak the language of Ishekiri and Urobo as well. We will speak Hausa because we must also broadcast to Hausa people who are poor. We will tell Hausa people in Hausa language that Babangida's son that you're going to fight to protect has a private jet with your money. But you're there selling suya on the streets. We will tell Hausa people those that they should look for. Yorubas, the same. We are going to educate people. And then, of course, we'll also broadcast in English language for the friends of Biafra all over the world. So, you see, our transmitter will serve a lot of purpose. A lot of purpose. And that is what will trigger the revolution in that part of the world. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. I don't know if the barrister is with me, if he has come back to me. Of course he is. I must bring in Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, is there any way you can hear me? Barrister Mamezu, please, if you can, I wish to bring your ideas, your opinion, your understanding, your analysis to the news we are bringing this evening, please.
Director, initially the line was your line was a bit static. It was emitting some static sounds, but I think you've been corrected. I don't know if you're hearing me sometimes.
I can hear you very loud, very, very well, please. Very, very well.
Excellent. You know all the names you mentioned who went to Goodluck Jonathan, and the money he's supposed to use for development, he's giving it for them to share. I'm still fuming about this. It's absolutely wrong. It's incorrect for that is an erroneous mistake by the president. What is he trying to teach us? What is he doing? He's corrupting more of the corrupted people, director. This is not expected of a president who we are trying to praise to make sure that the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram doesn't come close to him, but he is pushing money out.
Barrister, I feel very guilty, but you told me that our listeners come first, so I must take you on your word and cut you short to take this call, please. But you will stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Dennis Ajufo, and I'm from Anioma. I spoke to you a while ago, you know.
You're from Anioma, please go ahead. Anioma, for those who don't know, is actually Delta Igbo. The name is Anioma. We welcome you to the program, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I just wish to commend you for what you're doing, you know, and the courage that you have shown about Biafra, you know. And I want to assure you that most of my brethren from Anioma are all reference, you know.
Okay? Are you sure of what you're telling us?
Pardon?
Are you sure of what you're telling us?
Well, I'm telling you from what I know.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. That all, okay. Almost all of Anioma are Biafrans.
They are all Biafrans, I can assure you.
Thank you.
Okay. And if you look at the history of the Biafra War, and you will
remember that, you know, our brethren, you know, people like Colonel Wawo, Archie, and all that, helped suddenly, you know, to keep Biafra. Unfortunately, well, it didn't go the way we wanted, but however, I like what you're doing, you know, because what you're doing, you know, is going to remind those who would never witness the war that there is a nation that is called Biafra, you know. Whether it comes to be right now or tomorrow, it's of course important, you know. But all I know is that, you know, and all we know is that, you know, Biafra is a state that will be, because Nigeria is an illusion, you know. It's a state that, to a country that was created, you know, out of British desires, you know, not out of the desires of the people who now comprise the country called Nigeria. Okay, so I'm only calling to congratulate you guys what you're doing, and I want you to include me. I never knew about this movement, you know. And I'm sure that I spoke to you, is it director? Am I calling director?
Yeah, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. Director is just the title I have. It's not my name. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, sir. Please go ahead.
Nnamdi Kanu, thanks for letting me know, you know. I have been in the vanguard of this movement for a very, very long time, you know. And I always lost my wife in Nigeria, you know, like I told you, all I was in Nigeria before I came back to England, you know. About
yes.
This particular movement, you know. As I said, you know, if you call or if you are in touch with our friend, you know, Wadrike, okay, and give him my name, he will tell you that, you know, we did this in Nigeria, you know. Forget about where he is right now, the confusion, you know, which has enveloped him, you know, okay. But he had a good intention before now, okay?
Yes.
But now, I just want to assure you that I am in this, you know. And in whatever I can do, no matter how little it is, you know, I'm with this movement, you know, which is destined to bring about the state of Biafra. Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very. I wish you could. We are meeting here in the UK in Nunhead on Saturday. We have a meeting in Nunhead on Saturday, and I wish you can identify yourself to our coordinator here in the UK, and you can lead him. He's a good man. To all the people that you know in from Anioma who are resident, we want Anioma associations in the UK, so we can go to them and say this is what your fellow Biafrans are doing, because we are all one. So we need to take what we are doing to them as well. So I have your number. I'll make that available to our coordinator to get hold of you, so you can take us to Anioma meetings here in the UK that we may address them, please.
Okay, I can also give you my email address if it's okay by you.
Sorry?
I can also give you my email address.
Yes, of course you may. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Okay. D for Dennis at UFO, LJUFO.
Yes.
At hotmail.com.
As simple as that, at hotmail.com.
Yes, but please, whatever you're doing, please let me know. I'll attend, you know, I promise you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for calling. That is how they are. When people call from Anioma, you can tell. They are warriors, very brave. They never mince words. Even our elder that called from Abuja, they don't mince words. He's in Abuja. Telling Obasanjo he's a rogue. In Abuja he is. And he's a very big man as well. In the insurance industry, he doesn't care. Those are the people we need. Men who are not afraid to call a spade, not in the morning you are for Biafra, 12 o'clock or you're for APC, in the evening you're following Ohaneze to meeting. Ohaneze, we respect them, is a socio-cultural group, should be there, cultural, advising, asking the president, where are my children, what happened to them, Why can't I bring them back home and bury them in the lands of the ancestors? What are they still doing in mortuaries in Kano? What are they doing in mortuaries in Maiduguri? We know the president is helpless to stop the killing. Sometimes we understand all of that. But how about releasing the bodies of these people who are Igbo men and women and children so we can bury them? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with the Ezu River? Asking and saying, where are my sons? Where are my children? OPC invaded Warri. They are the area boys. They are the petty criminals that Tinubu used. But they call it empowerment. He empowered them. Our own are left wretched on the streets, tormenting people. We now know why Owazirike is busy recruiting people without hope and putting them on the street to be tormenting people. I said it before, people didn't listen. Has it not happened now? That's where he got his permission from Aso Rock to do whatever he likes with his bunch of rogues on the street. Hasn't it happened? We have a lot of fight on our hands, you know. But as I said, the greater the enemy, the greater the glory. That is one thing we must put our eyes on. And you must remain without fear before your enemies. We will confront all of them and we will crush all of them. People should just watch and see. When it happens, let people not say it was a coincidence. Something was going to happen. No, we are telling you now on this day, 18th of December, we will do it. After all, Abolosa Abiola, people ran away from Abiola. Did the zoo break up? The answer is no. Which I keep saying to people, when they say, oh, it's about to break up. I said, but which group is talking about break up? Which group is talking about break up? If not Biafrans. Which other group? People should tell me. None. It's only us. So when they go up and say, Nigeria will never break, we'll be one, they are referring to you, to what you're doing. They are referring to what Radio Biafra is doing. They know it was Rike and Masop that spent for us. They can't do anything. They've been compromised. Any day who opens his mouth to criticize, they wash him clean in public. He can never speak again. Never. He'll be hiding. He froze on Haneze. He'll be hiding behind them. Answering Ezibo from freedom fighter to Ezibo. Mandela, sorry. All freedom fighters in Donu. We have even messed up the word freedom fighting. Barrister Imam Mezu, I know, will be very delighted to know that I've come back to him. The barrister was speaking, but I had to take that call. And he will agree with me that I should have taken it. Is Mr. Jufo here in the United Kingdom, who has promised to take us to Anioma people so that we can bring them into the fold. And then people will know what it means to be associated with descendants of men of Ekumeku. It's a privilege. If you see somebody from Anioma and the person says, I'm a Biafran, consider it an honor. You are standing in front of greatness. They are men in Asaba, men, not boys where we come from. Ebuogina Maiduguri, Ebala Ufuntua, Ebuogina Funtua, Ebala Adamawa, running around like stomach upset. They kill you in Sokoto, you run to Katsina. Kill you in Katsina, you go to Brennan Kebi. They kill you there, you run to Zungeru. They kill you at Zungeru, you run to Kafanchan. From Kafanchan to Guzo. Only one human being, perambulating. Oh, there is no house in the village. I had a very fierce debate with somebody today. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
I had a very fierce debate. When I'm around you, but you don't let me, you see?
Barrister, you asked me to take calls when they come in, and that's what I did.
Okay.
Please go.
I'm with you, Director. Please, we are in agreement that the callers have priority. We are in agreement. But once I call back, you're supposed to give me the power to carry on.
Please go ahead.
As I was saying, Director, we need the names of those people you mentioned, their villages, where they came from, so that we can carry on saying the same thing all over again. There must be a difference. Those who are going to Abuja to go and represent us, we need to know the villages where they came from, Director. And we should also make it clear that Goodluck Jonathan, whom we have considered to be our man, should stop corrupting the already corrupted. He should make use
of that money he's giving them to share among them and among their families? What about others? What about those who cannot get to Abuja? What about those? The workers who are selling biscuits, akara, by the roadside to go to school. Goodluck Jonathan should not fall in the same trap as Obasanjo. We consider him as our own man, and we need to give him adequate advice to guide him through. Whilst we are looking for Biafra, we want him to remain pure. Because here on Radio Biafra, Director, we are cleaner than clean. We are whiter than white. And anybody we look onto is supposed to be the same. Our people usually say, "Onye lelare medonto." If you are looked upon, you need to be clean. Absolutely clean. And we are telling Goodluck Jonathan, do not soil yourself too much so that when we look upon you, it'll be easy to defend you. It'll be easy for us to say, at least. However, we don't want to give you absolute condemnation because you belong to Biafra. And please, stop making any comment about the continuation of Biafra. Tell Ihejirika to remain reticent, to keep quiet, to remain absolute quietness, or what we call equanimity. It should be quiet. Because I cannot lift a gun to send a Boko Haram outside my village and Ihejirika wants to fight me. Then I will know that you are Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram too. Ihejirika, if you are listening, all of you should behave yourselves in your seats, wherever you are. Because we have a problem when our people are in a position, even in this country. It's like you see a black man who is a police officer. He behaves even more aggressive than a white police officer. I've met them, and I've spoken with them. Our people, when they see their own people, they act indifferently. This surprises me, this upsets me, and this makes my skin to cringe that our people, some of them, I should hesitate to say, are stupid, especially when they're in office. There used to be a saying that the Igbos usually look up to themselves and help themselves. Not anymore. The Hausa, Boko Haram, Fulani media corrupted our people. They don't listen to anymore. They don't listen to the reasons. They don't listen to realities anymore. Everybody is on their own. My own pocket. All of them selfish. All of them don't care about the next door neighbor. And that's why here on Radio Biafra, we want to bring back our originality. We want to bring back who we are. Not that you saw your brother at the helm of affair, speak Igbo to him. He said, "I don't know you. You are speaking Igbo." He's using English to reply you. Some people will say to me, "Why am I saying this?" Because of course they want to speak Igbo on Radio Biafra. You should hold your guns. Once Biafra is restored, everybody will speak in their own dialect.
No, yes, but Barrister, before that, once our transmitter goes, because we broadcast 24 hours a day, or minimum 12 hours a day, we will have programs in different dialects to get the message to our people. Because our grandmothers Thank in the you. Village may struggle to understand convoluted grammar sometimes.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But whilst, for now, especially here in London, we are disseminating our information in an English language so that an Ijo man will hear me. So that somebody from Buguma, Degema, Okrika will hear me. And Director, even funny enough, as I said this 2 months ago, as an Owerri man, if I speak Owerri, an Anambra man will not understand me. But if an Anambra man speaks, an Owerri man will understand you. Why is that? And then why would you want us to speak Igbo if you cannot even hear from what an Owerri man is talking about? It doesn't make sense. We carry on in English once we get into restoration. And or once the transmitter gets home, Director has a lot of packages to up and outline. Then we take it from there. But for now, we have gathered a lot of people
who are supportive of what we do here, who are not going back. And I keep wondering how people say this person doesn't support. I was speaking with some of my cousins before I came on air. They are ready at home to take on whatever is coming, because telling me that that zoo is already crumbling. They want Biafra to come home so that they will support the collapse of Biafra. You might think that Wazirike and the Ohanaeze Ndigbo have compromised. Of course they have. There are many, many million more who are waiting to rubbish all those who are compromised. It's only a few individuals who are looking for money from Jonathan. What about the masses, the people on the streets, those who have not even tasted penny from Jonathan? That's why I say to you, we have many more people on our side than we have enemies. Although your axiom, you say the more enemies, the merrier. I don't see it that way. They are only fewer enemies. I'm very sure they will, all of them will capitulate. They will bend because we are coming home. You cannot see. This is a, remember, politics, game of numbers. We have numbers all over the world. There are some Yorubas who even wanted to support us to get the effort. But of course, you know that when a Yoruba man is supporting you, you got to be careful. Because you want, you let him be in front of you. Don't let him be behind you. So that you be watchful and know exactly where he's operating. And that the bottom line is, as we progress, we will get obstacles. But we are getting good news. Our people are joining on a daily basis. Those who believe in the restoration of Biafra, those who are crying, just like Barrister Mamizu does, it shows the sympathy we have for our nation. The problem we have where we live, all over, once you leave your territory, look at the problem we are having in Nigeria, that they told us we are together. So if you have the same problem abroad, we cannot complain too much. Because even those who are supposed to be under one umbrella with you are maltreating you. So if a white man maltreats you, our complaint should be minimal. Because we're not getting it easy from where we came from. I do consider all these options. But why I get upset here in Europe? They know the law. They are guided by the law. But sometimes they look away and victimize. This I do not like. They are matured than those in the zoo. They have the law than those in the zoo. They are more understanding than those in the zoo. So why should they act like those in the zoo? So which means it doesn't make a difference at the end. But whatever it is, we are going home. It's absolutely important, vitally necessary, that all Biafra should stand up and take what belongs to you by force. Do not beg and ask God to please come down and help you to get Biafra. It will not happen. You have to do it physically. If we go peacefully, all good and all well. If you have to take what belongs to you by force, use your two legs and use your two hands to take it by force. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister. And there are some, before I go to Gozier, there are some misleading impressions. Because we are receiving information, of course, that people... Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, are you there? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No.
Yes, Barrister. I thought I'm finished.
If you finish, then what happens? You run away? Stay where you are.
No, I'm coming back.
You will stay where you are because we have something to discuss. Very important. By way of breaking news.
Okay.
Don't worry. We're not going to have another debate today. You shouldn't run away.
Well, be careful.
Or we may have another debate, Barrister. You can never tell. People sent me secret messages saying they loved it. Barrister, I have received confirmation from somebody saying that the President General of Ohanaeze is saying he's not happy with the broadcast this very evening, that he received calls from three countries. I want to...
Barrister, I'm listening. Please, carry on.
Barrister. He said he got information from three countries. This is the President General. He got information from three countries. Let us mention the countries he got it from. He said he got information from Israel, London, Germany, and Lagos, saying that he is under attack by Radio Biafra. you know, our people don't understand. Barrister, we discussed this yesterday when we were debating. Our people don't understand the meaning of critical appraisal. We expected Ohanaeze to go to see Jonathan. All they needed to do to buy our love and affection is very simple. The only thing they need to do to bribe us is to say to Jonathan, how about our people being killed in the north? Say it openly, so the whole world will know that you're being marginalized. That's all they need to do. Every other, you can discuss bridge, agriculture, poultry farming, police uniform. That is irrelevant. As long as you have said the thing on the mind of each and every Igbo person around the world, go there and say to the government, our people are dying. You can still discuss other things as well. Maybe they need to get better advisors. The advisors they don't have are not doing the job properly. They need to go and recruit sharp, intelligent, young Igbo men and women to advise them. It is why I hate sycophancy. People should be telling you what to say when you go out. You say it and we applaud you. I came on this radio station the other time and said that the new Ohanaeze leadership was doing very well. I like Gary very much. I like him. He's an educated man. Very, very educated man. But if you meet Jonathan, if you meet an ambassador, anywhere you go to, issue a press release, say my people are being killed. Nobody will stop you from seeing Jonathan if you say that. You don't expect Radio Biafra not to analyze the news that is out, that the secretary of Ohanaeze issued. He never included that they discussed with Jonathan that our people are still dying. They never mentioned it to the president. What they said is about bridge and agriculture and electricity, which you know is impossible to come by. What we want them to do is to do the right thing, and we love them. If Ohanaeze turns around tomorrow and begin to say the things that every Igbo person wants to hear, we defend them with our lives. Why is that difficult to understand by our people? People call Radio Biafra in private and on the air to say the way these things are going is not right. Our brother called from Senegal, saying people should stop making us appear as if we're weak. Have we killed him? We've taken his advice on board. You advise us and we take it. If we advise Ohanaeze, they must take it. Ohanaeze is working for us, the same way Radio Biafra is working for Biafrans, not the other way around. We tell them, go next time, mention the killing of our people, mention Ezu River. If we don't honor you and love you and announce it to the world, then you know we are taking sides. We want to be objective. This is Radio Biafra. It will survive us. After long, we are gone, dead and buried. This radio station will continue. We are laying the foundations now. Do the right thing and we praise you. You do the wrong thing and we shred you. That is who we are. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, I'm sure you concur. Yes?
Yes, Director. Ohanaeze, whoever is giving them that story, well done. I thank you. Whether you're a woman or you're a man, well done for getting them to understand what we are shouting about here. I'm glad London, Israel, and wherever they got the information. I salute all of you, those in Germany, that give it Ohanaeze. If Ohanaeze will take the same money, good luck, Jonathan, give them, give it back to him. We sing your praise. If you go and talk to Jonathan that your people are dying in the north, all you are doing is sharing money. Shame on all of you that you have never represented the Igbos entirely, and you are complaining. Your group should be disbanded. Ohanaeze, if any of you is giving a gun, would you fight? The answer is no. So absolutely, you are being useless to the people of Igbos and the Biafrans in general. We are not withdrawing what we are saying. If you want us to praise you, give the money you collected from Jonathan for doing absolutely nothing. Tomorrow, if we don't start shouting, you will sign us in into another Boko Haram, Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, one Nigeria. We don't want it. If you want Radio Biafra to sing your praises, return that money, tell Jonathan about Ezu River. Tell Jonathan your men who are beheaded. Tell Jonathan that your women are being raped, used as a pawn to get
Biafra men and behead them. Tell the Jonathan that the houses are burning churches in the northern side, but they are coming in our land to build mosque. Tell the Jonathan that the people of Biafra in the Biafra are not happy. Oh, Hanes and Devo, you people should be disbanded because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You are not representing any Biafra. Talk less of Devo. You are not representing anybody. I hope any of you will listen and listen directly. We don't hide. We say it as it is. We don't speak quietly when we see atrocity. We don't take it easy that all of you are there sharing money. Your men and women, their wombs are open. Baby brought out. Babies burnt. Mommies burnt. Pregnant women burnt. Children are being manufactured under the name of Igbos and Biafrans. Director, I think you may have to go back to the news and read out the names of those who are in the list of the World Bank or whatever it is that are corrupted and stolen money. Name them and name the villages of all those people or Hanis and people so that people will know. When you see their family, you look at them in the jaundiced eyes because all of them are corrupted. We are not here for the faint-hearted. We are here for those who are doing good. And Biafra, this is the need why Biafra should be restored, because they are just having dog breakfast in that country. I will follow with it. Thank you, Director.
You're a good man. Thank you very much, Barrister Mamezu. And we have a caller on coordinator's line. You will stay where you are. We have to make this abundantly clear. We love our people. We respect them if they deserve respect. If you don't deserve respect, we can't give it to you because this is Radio Biafra. If you do good, we praise you. If you get it wrong, we tell you. If you sell our interest, we castigate you. It's as simple as that. We are asking today, as we are, will anybody say anything about Yorubas entering into worry and trying to take worry from us? The answer is no. When will you say, tell Nigeria to release the dead bodies of our people in Kanu mortuary? We are now telling the President General of Ohanaeze. These are the messages we are getting from our people. I don't own Radio Biafra. I'm only director of Radio Biafra, answerable to the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I do what the editorial board decides should be said. I analyze what they say we should analyze. If you want us to praise you, to love you, to die before you, you do the right thing to defend our people. Our people are dying. They are being killed. The Sultan of Sokoto stands up and said, don't touch Boko Haram. A lecturer was arrested, a Boko Haram member. Sultan of Sokoto stood up and said, release him. He's innocent. He's one of theirs. Sultan of Sokoto is telling us that Christians are, that Islam is in danger in Nigeria. Look at Arewa, what Arewa is saying. Is Arewa Consultative Forum begging anybody? Are they pleading with anybody? The answer is no. They send out men to go and tell good Lord Jonathan that they will burn Nigeria in 2015. Arewa Consultative Forum, the same group as Ohanaeze. Our people should not be afraid. Your children outside, as somebody told me, that the time I will know if there are Biafrans in the US is if there is any altercation in the zoo. That Biafrans in the United States can fund a war for 100 years. They can fund a war for 100 years. Only Biafrans in the United States of America. So Ohanaeze should not be afraid. They have people. Do the right thing. That's what we're saying. Leave the rest to us. We fight the battle. Temporarily, you may not be as rich as you were before. You may have to downgrade from maybe a Jeep to a normal car. It doesn't matter. The honor is greater. The honor you will get is greater. That is all we are saying. Get sharp young men and women to advise you on what to do. People who are savvy. Who can tell you what we are thinking. That's what you need. Not people who say, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Maybe. We cannot build a new Biafra like that. We build a new Biafra on that type of tenet and it collapses. It becomes another Nigeria. We want a Biafra where the truth is spoken. Where you look at your leaders and you say, what you're doing is wrong. If you continue this way, we'll die. And we change it. And you get the praise and accolade for it. Simple. We want to love you people. Make yourselves lovable. We want to love you. Allow us to do so by doing the right thing. That's all you need to do. Is it tomorrow people will hear that myself and the editorial board of Radio Biafra, that we now went to Abuja, well, or romancing Rocha Sokorocha, then I expect people not to attack me? Oh, come on. Come on. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where, on coordinator's line, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let's see if we can get Karomonde back on the line. Karomonde, can you hear me, please?
Hello, director.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hold on, there was a... Sorry.
Karomonde, can I hear you, please? Can you hear me? I can hear you very well.
Okay, good. My line was a bit funny then.
Please go ahead.
There were two things I wanted to touch on. Firstly, you said that... the native language, the country's native language. English is not native to England, Ireland, or Wales, in fact. In fact, it's a West Germanic language. It was brought in by the Saxons. So it's not actually native to us. Did you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening, yes.
Okay, so that was the first thing I wanted to correct you on. So, you know, not everywhere does speak. It's not our native language. So, therefore, you're slightly incorrect there. Also, I wanted to touch on the Rita phoning in, because that did upset me quite a lot. And to hear Rita sounding like this, especially, she's such a strong woman. And when you deal with her, and she's such a formidable woman, and she does so much work. And then to hear her to break down like this is heart-rending. But I wanted to say that, you know, the people that threatened her, if she's going to get calls and they don't have a number, if they're an unknown number, she shouldn't answer them anyway. And you don't answer no unknown numbers, because if they're not willing to give their number, you don't want to be speaking to them people anyway. They're just enemies. And anyone who threatens Rita threatens all of us at Radio Biafra. For something that's true. You go to Fiji because she made a comment on Facebook about Ikadifi. Wow. What is it in that country that if you're going to say something, you're going to out somebody, you're going to kill them for it? So
thank you, Carol. Thank you very, very much. Carol, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, yes. Because there's a breaking news I want to bring to the attention of our people. That's a breaking news, please.
Okay, go ahead.
And I need you there. And also, Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
We have a breaking news. We have a breaking news which we must bring to your attention. That Goodluck Jonathan has lost his majority, according to the BBC. Goodluck Jonathan no longer commands the majority vote in the House of Representatives. In other words, he can be impeached. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, Barrister cannot hear me. We are saying that Goodluck Jonathan has lost his majority. And do you know the funniest thing? This is the very first time that a sitting president in the zoo since the return to democracy has lost majority in the House. As I told you the other time, as somebody wrote in and said, it started with one Azikiwe, it will end with another. Nigeria is finished. Absolutely finished. This is where we expect Ohanaeze to show leadership. This is where we expect our people to rise to the challenge. This is where we now need to quadruple our effort. We don't need to double it. We need to quadruple our effort because a lot is happening. That is a classical pincer movement. They've taken majority from him. These are Hausa people working with their European advisors. They have turned Jonathan, or about to turn Jonathan, into a lame duck president to ensure he doesn't run in 2015. Simple. And that is how they will take over power. And then we are toast, as they say in this part of the world. We are toast. Barrister, what do you make of what we are reporting according to the BBC, that Jonathan is the first civilian president of the country since 1999 to lose majority of lawmakers?
Barrister, you see, we are coming to the end of the zoo. If it requires that we have to carry the transmitter on our head, let us put our head and carry it home.
Because I tell you, by January, the Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, all of them, they know that by 31st, the zoo is over. They want to use the military to keep hold with power so that the Biafrans do not step in. This is what we have been telling Jonathan. Let him declare Biafra, but I see him as a very soft guy. Not only that he's soft, I'm not sure if he knows what he's doing. Let him declare Biafra now, because they will remove him or they will kill him. We've been saying this. The Yorubas and Hausas are creeping under this guy. They have connived with our people, our governors, those who are joining APC. This is the right time for the transmitter to go home. We either do it now, once it hits 1st of January, our job will be more difficult. It's not that we will not overtake them, but it will be a bit more difficult. This is what we are talking about. We know it will happen, but good luck is too slow. He hesitated too much. He should declare Biafra whatever they want to do to him. Ihejika is there. Very soon, they'll be looking for Ihejika's impeachment. That is all I have to say.
Thank you very much. That is what we are reporting. It's breaking news on BBC Wires that Jonathan has not only lost the majority of lawmakers in the lower chamber, he also has fewer governors as well. The stage is set for his impeachment. We are asking Biafrans all over the world to help us get our transmitter home. That's all. Leave the rest to us. We know what to do. Get our transmitter home and keep supporting our effort. We have a lot to do because the vultures are hanging around. APC, people must understand this. Don't think if they move Jonathan that Nigeria will just collapse just like that. No. APC will take control. Islam will come to your respective villages. Islam is coming. That's the meaning of it. Don't think they force Jonathan out or they kill him and then they... No. Islam is coming your way. They have Rocha Sokoro, they have Rotimi in Port Harcourt. They tried to put in Gigi in Anambra and we said no. So Islam is coming. After all, Wazirika supported them, APC. So Islam is coming. They even used the sacred name of Biafra to campaign for an Islamic party. Oh, God. Karamonde, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead. We just had to report that news. Go ahead.
I heard of the news with Good Luck Jonathan losing his votes up there. This is the way, that's what they're going to do. They're going to take him out. We've said this, you know, that they were going through the throat. You stopped them in Anambra with APC. So they went after Hansa. They put the Massob man in there because that's what he wanted. He wanted APC in Anambra. So now he's gone to Hansa. So which way possible? Down that country, and people out here have got to understand that there has to be somebody that stops it. Radio Biafra stopped APC in Anambra. Radio Biafra needs to stop Hausa in Biafra land. They need to do it, and the only way to do it is to support that. Good Luck Jonathan is losing his seat, and although yes, everyone's going to cry, Good Luck Jonathan hasn't done a lot for the Igbo people, you know, fair enough, but he's still a Biafran, and he's still the one stop between you and Hausa, and they know because they've been seeping into everywhere. Look at the refugees running into Cameroon, and now Boko Haram's in Cameroon. They're not stopping. They're going after you. Every which way you will go, they're going. We still need to evacuate the north, the rest of them. I know that those we were crying since 2009, and many are going to say, "Oh, leave them up there then if they can't get down." They can't afford to get down. They've got nowhere to go, no homes to go to. There is people that have put land towards to help you. To do Hello? And nobody seems to understand this. We have to get that transmitter in. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You have to get that aerial up. It's so much money to do all this work. Nobody seems to understand we're raising a nation. And it has to happen. It's Christmas in a week. Christmas is cancelled in my house. It's actually a time we really celebrate here because it's a big event in my house with Christmas. And if you know... it's my birthday and everybody has a good time. We have big meal. I've cancelled it. I'm not buying nothing. The only gift I'm giving this Christmas, I'm giving a gift of life. I'm going to help Radio Biafra. That's my gift. give a gift of life. Help somebody else this year. Help your kin back home. Do something for them. Support that cause and get them the hell out of there, because they are running out of time down there. It's gone. And on that note, I think I'm going to have to say goodbye. With Rita upsetting.
Thank you very much.
There, that's another thing. Please get in touch with Ngozi Madu. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the phone line. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, my name is Godzo, and obviously I'm calling from London. I'm a Biafran living in the UK. I just want to quickly comment on a few of the things going on tonight. I know a lot of people have been waiting, wanted to hear. But before I comment on that, Johanna is a leader who has just passed on a message saying he's not happy with what is going on. I just want to quickly read up this from Reuters page, because obviously as a journalist and someone who works in the media in the UK, I have to read out this for everyone to hear, okay? And I'll tell you precisely what date this was actually put out by Reuters. Reuters put this out on the 13th of December. The message goes this way. It's a report on Boko Haram, who has been killing our people. And we quote, this is Boko Haram leader by the name of Abubakar Shaku, who made this statement. He said, We attacked Maiduguri, and I swear we will not stop and do not think this is about Maiduguri or Nigeria. You can see us in America tomorrow. They're also threatening America as well. This is a global issue. They're also threatening America. They don't see us as a thing right now. They don't even see us as people who can't contend with them. They feel they can wipe us out. And this, in quote, this is their word. It's a, this message is from Allah, and I hope that people will be afraid and convert and serve Allah. That means if the Biafrans can't convert to Islam, if you cannot serve the Allah as they presume, you'll be subjected to this jihad. This is the man's voice, okay? Not me, because I have no cause to fear, but do the work of Allah. What is the work of Allah, who sent him? It's to kill the Biafrans, kill the people. And the Hanese reader, or whatever his name is, I'm sorry to address him in this form, but I would address him, because totally, he has shown that he's such an old man who can't even stand up and say the truth. Do not write a memo to the Biafrans and tell them of what happened in the war if you can't stand up and speak the truth right now. This is the time we need the truth, not when our people are totally being wiped off the earth. You are there, fools like old men who are 70s, were in your age, and same old men like you, people of your age, went on ahead and wiped us from the world map. We do not have a we're not even in the world map right now. They're going to take off our language from the map. They're going to take us out of the grave, out of the earth. And this guy had the guts to come and say he's not happy of what is happening. I swear to God, his army in the Biafran land, like every other person, I will raise up a movement that will make sure that none of them are fired from the Biafran land. They all need to sit down and think with their head. Why are they behaving like an idiot? This is a command. These are messages from Boko Haram. I'm reading it from here, and I'm going to print out my screen, and I'll put it on our page for everyone to look at it. This is from the writer's feed, from Global Feed. He can say, the Boko Haram figure, the commander says, he says, in a 40-minute video speaking in a mixture of Arabic and Hausa and Kanuri language used in northern Nigeria. This is the jihad message they're passing on. And our people are keeping quiet. And the Hanese, all they ask is money. How much is it they want? What does it need money for? Then I believe our Hanese, the president, is about 70 or 80 or so.
No, the president himself is a young man. He's a young man of, I think, he's about his late mid to late 50s or so. He's a young man.
Okay, if he's in mid 50 or whatever, if any one of them, anyone who is not within the ages of 40, 50, can't not represent the Biafran, because you've got literally, or not more age to stay on earth. We do not want leaders like them. They come out, all they're going to do is a few years' time, they write the memos, and they die and go. And our people continue to suffer. Who wants to read the memo? What would the memo do to us? History that he couldn't fight? And you want to be a slave forever? You were wiped off the earth. When was Nigeria formed by Kedu Lugard?
You not you, somebody said you got 19 full friends. When was Biafra? Some of them are so dumb, they don't even know the history. Oh, Ojukwu declared Biafra. Have they gone through the world map before that? Where is their history and census? A lot of them are so dumb that we all are there, suffering for no reason.
It's amazing.
1936, the train running in Enugu, isn't it? What happened to the train today? The dumbhead man who wants, oh, second Niger Bridge. He's such a dumb car. He can't even understand that. How much is it giving to you guys? Blow up the bridge. Blow up the bridge. I want that bridge to be blown up so our people will learn. I don't see the reason why. Why people like him, he can't even stand out and talk. If he wants to know, I'll tell him, I'm 25. That's exact. I'm 25.
We know. It's a very hot evening today. And with what we said about Jonathan. So thank you very much for that, Gozie. Thank you very much. That's Gozie, who is our person that deals with all the Twitter and all the whole messages. He works in the media here in the UK, so we get the direct information that we need to know about. So anything we say on air is correct, is factually correct. We are reporting on an evening that the first steps in the sign in the process of crippling Jonathan have actually begun. He's lost his majority in the House of Representatives. What it means is that all his bills and legislation will no longer go through. He will have to pay more money, bribe more people for that to be able to be carried along. And we are also reporting this very evening that we don't desire the end of Ohaneze. No, far from it. We want them to change and do the things that we want them to do. We want them to do things and we expect them to do it because they are serving us. We are not the ones serving them. They get it right and we praise them. They get it wrong and we slaughter them. The reason why people are upset today was because we expected them to go there and say to good Lord Jonathan, our people are dying. That's all. But they didn't say it. That is why we're upset. We expect them to say it next time. This is Radio Biafra. We're reporting today from London. The time is now 10 past 9 in London, 10 past 10 in Biafra land. You must continue to tell your friends. You must redouble your effort. You know, there is this movie before we close because we are about to bring the program to an end. Please, we must bring it to an end at this very time. There is a movie. It's called Holocaust. People should go and see it. It's an assignment for those of you who are keen followers of Radio Biafra to please go and follow and understand. Yes, of course you can. Let's try and see if Gozie is still there. Yes, please go ahead. Gozie, can you hear me?
Yes, correct. I'm here. I just want to tell the Biafrans, okay, just a very one. It's just a little word said by a Palestinian writer. He says, if you want to defeat people, okay, tell their story. First of all, Nigerian agenda, okay, was to defeat us and completely erase us from the word NAP, okay? If you say the word Biafra in Nigeria, which is your identity, you're being charged with treason and all kinds of imprisoning or possibly being killed in secret, as usual, even in public, okay? You've been subjected to all these manners of suffering. First of all, okay, they're telling our story, okay? Most of the Biafra stories you've seen in online or whatever is being written by the Yoruba on the outside. Except a very good example of that I've got in front of me right now was written, okay, a statement published by Sahara Reporter, where the particular writer currently accused Nelson Mandela, and at the same time, not just Nelson Mandela, also rubbish Achebe. A video back, you know, I'm going to put all of that up in Radio Biafra page and Facebook for people to understand this. If you want to defeat people, it is very easy. Tell their story. Make them voiceless. We are voiceless. No one would hear you. They supposed to remember the name. You were talking about the Band of Evil. Then all of that name, remember. They
Gozie, can you round up for us, please? Because we need to go and take other calls as well and bring it to an end.
Okay. what I'm trying to say in court is that Uhaneze can't no longer represent the young people, because these men are so tired and they're scared of their masters, the slave masters. If you're scared of the slave masters, you can't represent us.
Thank you very much. We don't expect them to be scared. We will defend. They sometimes, I don't blame them, because sometimes they think that everybody is out to for what they can get. They don't know that the people that listen to Radio Biafra, that the indigenous people of Biafra, that we, anything we say we're going to do, not only do it, we are not moved by all these little things. There is no way we can compromise. We've not compromised before, and we are not going to compromise now. Please, Barrister Mamezi, you will commence our descent this very evening from London on a day we are reporting that not only has Jonathan lost the House of Reps, he also lost governors as well. So the end game is set. We must tell our people worldwide that what we are telling you is bitter, but it's the truth. That is the difference. It's better you take a bitter pill and cure yourself than to give you a sweet one that can only give you diabetes. Please, Barrister, go ahead. Barrister Mamezi, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Director. You can see what we were saying yesterday. Was it yesterday they removed the threat they put before Jonathan? And I said, do not lie flat. They have ulterior motives.
You said so.
I said, I did it, Director. And today, they have horribly got their men around to reduce his majority. Now, the man is like a lame duck. That is what he will be called in political name.
What is lame duck?
Good luck.
Barrister, what is lame duck in Igbo language?
Lame duck, Director, I don't know. You may have to help me there, to be honest. I don't know many things in Igbo language.
Lame duck or bagwagwa jisiroko. Lame duck or bagwagwa jisiroko nanku.
Okay, you call it a bogu. We call it, whatever we call it, a kukobeke.
No, it's not.
You call it a kukobeke. Not mama kuko, though. Don't forget about mama
kuko. Not mama kuko, no. Please go ahead.
Now, I don't want to laugh, but you managed to put a little bit of laughter in me, which I'm not in the position to. But good luck is still sitting on. And while he's sitting there, he should make use of this little opportunity he has before he is completely pushed on board and pushed out of seat. He should declare Biafra and leave the rest. What did the dog say? That's the word of a dog. Throw the bone inside the bush and leave him with the devil. He should declare Biafra. And then leave the rest for us. Let's see how Hausa, Boko Haram, and Fulani Yoruba, including the military with the Hejrika, how they would defeat Biafrans all over the world. Americans are not coming anymore to their rescue. British people, as we talk, those guys were on trial today. So it's a reminder for the British, for them not to go and support. But then again, you cannot talk about the British people, you know, when it comes to money. You cannot be very sure. But what we're sure of, Director, is we have people worldwide. We will not be moved. But good luck. We've been telling him. Before next week, you will hear that they have arrested him. Though he's in power, you will hear they have arrested him. He should make hay while the sun is shining. Director, well done for today. It's been a day of emotion. Every time Dick and Harry are crying, men, women, not only me, Rita Nuborg Ngozi, three other men, including our brother who just spoke now. Everybody's emotional. But what do we do? We have to soldier on. We cannot live our lives by emotions. We should gear up, gather ourselves together, and move on. Because that is what is required of us. We cannot behave like babies. We have to be resolute, Director. We have to be resilient. We have to fight like men of valor. We have to restore Biafra. But most of all, the transmitter needs going home. That is the bottom line.
and thank everybody, because I know a lot of people try to get into today, but they couldn't. God bless all of you. Tomorrow is another day. Let's keep an eye on the Facebook, because we hear more news before the day goes dark. Today is a day we should remember. Because Jonathan's power has been clipped. His wings have been removed. We should bear that in mind. We should tell him, those who know me, who know Jonathan, should remind him that he is now acting like a lone ranger. His powers have been curbed. All he is meant to do will not be done again. The Ohanaeze Ndigbo, unfortunately, will be disappointed. All the promises of River Niger, Second River Niger, and Second River Benue may not materialize. All we need now is to get Biafra. And Director, we have to hasten up. Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. And this is Radio Biafra. That was Barrister Mamezu. I wanted to say that I want to thank Ikemba, C. Ikemba. I'm not thanking him, I'm acknowledging him for the work he's doing for his country by adding most of his friends onto Facebook. Not all his friends, most of them. Others should do the same as well. You must go and add your friends. Biafra is a lot closer than we think. We want it to be a soft landing, not a chaotic one. The vultures are circling. Jonathan's powers are being clipped left, right, and center. He cannot last more than 2015. It is politically and mathematically impossible. The only route left for Jonathan is to quietly talk to the people that matter, not the likes of Professor Ben Wabeze. No, they have been there before, the same old guard. The same old guard. No, you need young people to advise you both on strategy on how we can secure Biafra and retreat from the enemies, because they are circling. Believe you me, if they grab hold of that presidency, oh dear Lord, we'll be talking about something else altogether. You must be very careful. And Jonathan, if you are no longer the president, remember it is only Ibori who is in prison out of all the looters and cheaters and criminals and murderers. Only a Biafra is in prison. Jonathan, I'm adding this evening to you. I'm telling you this evening. If you leave office, a Hausa man takes over, they will arrest you and try you for corruption. You'll be disgraced. The only option is Biafra. The only option, Jonathan, is Biafra. And then you will see yourself become an immortal. Ojukwu failed, and we fed him all the time. I mean, we literally worship him. Think of what will happen to you if you declare Biafra, Jonathan. You will become an immortal. Forever and ever, your name will be remembered. It's a very simple announcement. Get in here, Jirika, and all the rest of them. Let them surround you. That is all. You declare that Biafra is going to come, and that's the end of it. Everybody can go to hell. Nothing will happen. We can assure you. They fear that some people will run and break away from Ohanaeze and go and take their nonsense. We slaughter them before they get there. They won't live to eat that very blood money. Our people are dying. We are not against Ohanaeze. I am in good terms with Ohanaeze president. I am in very good terms with the Ohanaeze president general. But I am doing the work that the people have asked me to do. They said that I must speak the truth always, and that's what I'm doing. It is also the oath I took. The oath of the brotherhood is that I must speak the truth at all times, even if it leads to my death. And that is what I'm doing. And that is why Biafra is going to come. And on that note, we bring today's program to an end. We ask you to continue to add your friends. It is not very difficult. We must continue to propagate this very message. Ohanaeze President General is not our problem. Our problem is the policies being pursued by that very organization we expect to represent us. Go and talk about our dead. Let them give us the bodies back of those of them in the mortuary. We want to know what happened to our own flesh and blood at Izu River. That's what we're asking for. And then we shall support you. We shall sing your praises. That's all we're asking for. We're not asking for money. We're not asking for anything. Just do the right thing and then we shall praise you. Wherever you are today, we say thank you to all of you for having listened. We thank you, all of you that gave us advice. We remember those that broke down. Here we tell people the truth. If you're upset, you tell us. If you're happy, you tell us. We don't control people's emotions. We are not communists. We don't tell you how to grieve when your people are dying. You can come out on the streets and be running about naked. It's nobody's business. Your people are dying. It goes to show that you have feelings inside you. It does not mean weakness. Men think that when women are crying, it means weakness. No, they're feeling sorry for you. It's you they're crying for. They're very strong. And Biafran women are formidable. 1915, 1929, 1947. Nobody can question that type of pedigree. That is why I don't question them. We thank you once again for having listened. Wherever you are on this planet, as always, we remind you to join us again tomorrow. Continue to add your friends on Facebook and continuing to tweet. Tweet, keep tweeting all the time. It's important. Tell your friends about Radio Biafra. Ask them to tell their friends as well. Download Radio Biafra app where you are. Send the link of Radio Biafra website to people. Tell them it's 6 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. in Biafra land. Tell them that, moreover, that Biafra is our religion. Tell them that we commence our worship every evening, 6 p.m. London time. You must also remind them that we proclaim with every sense of pride and justification that Chukwu Abiama is our God. God will bless you, sustain and keep each and every one of you. You must join us tomorrow. You must tell your friends to join us tomorrow. And from here, on this very emotional evening, I should be saying goodnight to some of you. Thank you very much and God bless.